Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Lance Creech pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. It's the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Tabor College in town to take on Hastings here tonight as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. And coach, sitting at 3-5 in the season, probably a good chance for you to get back onto the court now after dropping one on Tuesday night to Midland.
Yeah, it is. And I think just the opportunity to get back out there right away and try and kind of set the record straight for us and just get back to doing some of the things that we tried to do in the off season or in the preseason, excuse me. But when you're playing conference opponents, I think so much of the effort and the energy is spent trying to prepare for that opponent. And sometimes you kind of lose sight of what you need to do as a team or as a program yourself. So the good thing about having a couple non-conference games here to break up that conference feel is you can take a step back, and not that you don't prepare for these teams also. But it just gives you a different vantage point, and it gives you a little bit different opportunity to work maybe some new people in the mix and kind of work on some of your own things versus just solely worrying about what your opponent is going to do.
I'm more concerned about your basketball team this weekend than your opponents.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, and like I said, we went through our normal scout today and our shoot around, and we walked through some of the things that we're going to do. But, you know, the last thing I told the kids before the gym is it's not nearly as much what Tabor is going to do as what Hastings College is going to do and what we need to do for us to be successful and just kind of right the ship here a little bit. And, you know, I think anybody that's seen us play and anybody maybe that's listened to us on the radio knows we're very, very close. And you know, for instance, our last two ball games, it's been a one-point game with 2 minutes left in the game, and we're just not making the plays down the stretch. So we're there. They're winnable games, and we've just got to continue to mature and develop and stay focused.
Losing by 10 to Midland on Tuesday night. So like I said, it was closer right down to the end, and we just fell flat in the final 2 minutes.
Yeah, we did. You know, we just didn't execute offensively and more so defensively. We just, our rotations and our I thought our communication was really poor the entire night. I thought our bench talk was really good. I thought our young kids on the bench did a great job of identifying and you know, finding personnel and calling out sets of Midland and doing those kinds of things. But on the court, we just didn't have the focus. And the thing that we're just trying to continue to reiterate to our team is when you're talking, you're concentrating, because it takes concentration to talk yourself through an action, whether it's a switch or a ball screen or a down screen or whatever it may be. If you're talking, I know you're concentrating. I know that you're focused, and I know that you're able to execute our game plan. But we were just very stagnant, I felt. And part of that, you got to give credit to Midland. I mean, they were physical, they were aggressive, and they took us out of some of the things that we wanted to do also on the offensive end.
Talk more about this classic this weekend, the games tonight, and again tomorrow afternoon. It really gives your players to really a chance to focus in on basketball. The students are not here. There's no school, and they can just think about basketball this weekend.
Well, and you know, the thing that I've always liked, and I know sometimes it gets long to have a Thanksgiving or very little Thanksgiving holiday. I mean, we met as a team on Thanksgiving night, you know, to practice and to watch film and do all those kinds of things. But that's part of being a college basketball player. You're going to have to get used to playing and being away from family over the holidays. And it's just not the same as it was when you're in high school and you get some extended breaks. But the things that we've tried to explain to our guys is it's a four-year commitment. And you know, you've got the rest of the life of your life to sit around and watch football and eat turkey. And these next 4 years are just not that. You just won't have that opportunity, and it is. It's more about what we can do as a team and some of the steps that we need to make as a program in general, and we can really not have to worry about any of the outside distractions, such as even sometimes class. You know, to have a team and get them out of bed mid-morning and bring them in, shoot and watch film, and then bring them back and have them get ready and watch the game before us. You know, you just get a lot of individual time with your team, and they get a lot of bonding time together. So I think all in all, it's typically a pretty good experience for us over the holidays.
I think a pretty important part of the season right now. You guys are sitting at 3-5 and 0-1 in the conference. It seems kind of weird, but all of a sudden we're talking about needing the right to ship and get things back on the right track.
Well, and the thing is again, and I know I don't want to use our youth and our inexperience as a crutch, because there's definitely the talent there to compete at a high level, but some of the times, you know, what you don't think about as a coach is you've literally got 18, 19-year-old boys competing against 20, 21, 22-year-old men. And there's just a big difference. And when the bulk of our roster is in our sophomore and junior class right now, there's just a lot of things that they haven't had to experience in the positive or negative end. And our leading scorer and rebound just turned 19 in October, you know, so it's a little bit different scenario maybe than what we've been used to in the past few years, you know, going back to the 09-10 season when we were so senior dominant and there was just very little that you had to explain on a daily basis. And you know, some of the nuances and the intricate parts of what any basketball team has to go through as far as scouting and self-scouts and all those kinds of things, we're just kind of starting to come in the fold. And like I said, we're close. We're there. We're not far off. It's not sometimes as a coach, sometimes you wish you'd get beat by 20 because then you know it wasn't anything. You know, it was a culmination of things. And when you keep losing by small margins and have a chance in the last 2 minutes to win a game, every possession becomes so crucial. So just trying to find the balance with this squad and just kind of feel out personnel and continue to grow and develop.
We shot 41.8% from the floor the other night against Midland, our worst shooting night of the season. Was it something they did, something we did, or a combination of both?
Well, probably a combination of both, but I tell you, Midland is a very good, a very physical defensive team especially, and I thought they did a tremendous job of just getting up in us on the catch. We didn't have many open looks. And then what it did is it made us press. We weren't as patient as we needed to be. We weren't as deliberate maybe as we need to be at crucial times. And I thought there were just several times where we kind of hit the panic button, so to speak, and we just didn't follow through with the game plan.
Okay, it's a Tabor in here tonight, the first round of the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic to take on Hastings. Come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. Hastings in action here tonight at home to take on Tabor. You got two teams coming up from the KCAC, coach, in this Thanksgiving Holiday Classic. Tabor tonight, and we'll see a very good team tomorrow. McPherson, a team that's ranked, I guess, number 11 in the preseason poll. They're still undefeated on the year. So two very good basketball teams we'll see this weekend.
Well, it is, and I think Tabor's a little bit more like us. I think they're about 3-4, somewhere in that neighborhood right now, and have played a couple, again, close decisions that they very easily could have won. So, you know, in talking to our team and just having an understanding, if there was an extra 20 points out there floating around, we could be anywhere from 6-2 to 7-1 right now. We think we're pretty darn good, you know, but that's not the case. And I think what we've got to understand is we're in no position whatsoever to look at a team's record and judge how good they are without actually getting out there and executing a game plan. So Tabor does pose some problems. They're a pretty athletic bunch. They've got a really good post player that's very physical, very aggressive in the low post, and does a very good job on the offensive rebounds especially. So that they do. They pose some problems that, you know, have given us some fits here throughout this early season, and we're going to just have to make the corrections and move on quickly, because there's just not a lot of time in preparation when you've got games, you know, you got three games in 4 or 5 days.
Looks like statistically a couple of good guards. You mentioned the post players. So looks like they got 3 or 4 guys that can shoot the basketball right now.
Yeah, they do. And I think they're explosive. And you know, they'll look to be, from what we've seen on film, they're a little bit more of a kind of a spread you and drive you kind of team, and a little bit more one-on-one versus moving the ball around the horn and snapping around and getting cuts and you know, different things like that to the basket. They're going to try and beat you one-on-one. And what happens is if you start helping and recovering a bunch, you're just going to open up offensive rebounding lanes for several people. So if we can defend the ball one-on-one, if we can play good, solid team defense and make sure we're helping from the inside out, I think we've got a pretty good opportunity tonight.
We've got these two ball games this weekend. Is there something that we need to take some big strides in, something we're really going to focus in on to try to improve on?
You hit it right there, focus. We've got to focus on focusing. You know, we've got to start thinking without thinking. I mean, and those things sound very probably silly and very redundant to a degree, but anybody that's been in our position, and you get a team, especially a younger team, that starts overthinking, and it makes you slow, you know, and we've just got our kids to play at a faster tempo. Mistakes are going to be made, but we need to make more mistakes out of aggression rather than the passive ones that we've been making here the last couple of games. And if we're gonna play and increase possessions and increase tempo, there's going to be mistakes made. But we've got to be more aggressive. I think we've got to be more specific and more descriptive in our defensive communication. I think we've got to be quicker in our rotations. And I think, you know, hopefully we're going to make a little bit of a lineup change here tonight. And hopefully, whether that catches a person's attention or whether that just sparks somebody else that maybe has an opportunity to help us down the road, that's what we've got to get done.
We see a different rotation of players tonight to try to get to some more people in from the bench and see if they can provide some spark for us.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think Charles Ferguson did some really good stuff for us the other night coming off the bench. Just gave us an energy, you know, came in and got three or four steals, had a really good assist, and had a couple, what I say, hockey assists, which is a, you know, a pass that led to the assist. And Charles is really doing some good things in practice and has been pretty good for us in the limited time. But it's time for us to increase his role and maybe, I think, diminish some overall minutes by some of our starters, just because you kind of tend to worry about kids getting worn down and broke down early on in the season, especially kids that are sophomores and aren't used to the grind. So we've just got to do a better job to continue to develop some depth within our bench play and see if we can't kind of just spark some people and see if some confidence can kind of shine through on a few different kids.
The guy had, I thought, a good performance on for the bench the other night. Zach Lena came up with 9 points and 3 rebounds in 19 minutes of play for it.
Hey, Dad, and the thing with Zach is, again, we've talked about him too, that he just hasn't played a lot of basketball in 2 years. So he's kind of still coming into his mix, and his ceiling is just through the roof. I mean, he's a kid that, as a junior in high school, was the state's leading rebounder. You know, so the things where we're missing right now is just a toughness and a better defensive presence in the low post and a better rebounding opportunity in the low post he really provides. So Zach's actually going to get the nod tonight and get his first start of his college career, and hopefully he can, you know, play within himself and not try and press and not try and take over the game, because that's not what we need him to do. We just need him to be good, and we don't need him to be great right now.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups, play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Tabor tonight on 1230 KHS.
You've been listening to the Lance Creech pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned. Bronco basketball is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS Radio.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of 5. Now we have 3 banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, rewarding interest rates, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations.
We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings. Member FDIC.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join, or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. Lynn Fairl Arena, as we get set for Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS tonight. We have got Hastings up against Tabor College out of McPherson, out of Hillsboro, Kansas, as we get set to go tonight with Bronco basketball. This is the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic hosted by Hastings College. In fact, one game already in the books here tonight. That was Doan College losing to McPherson College by the score of 68-58. So the team we'll see tomorrow afternoon is still undefeated on the season. McPherson, the 11th-ranked team in the preseason poll, we'll see them tomorrow afternoon at a ball game at 4 o'clock here at Lloyd Wilson Field. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHAS. But the opponents tonight, the Blue Jays out of Tabor, their record is sitting at 3 wins and 4 losses on the season. They are coming off of a 70-68 loss to Haskell Indian Nations University. They opened up the season with a win over Avila University by the score of 82-74. Then lost to York 90-82. They lost to Haskell Indian Nations 66-57. They lost to Benedictine College by the score of 66-64. Then played in the Sterling College Classic and beat Southwestern Christian by the score of 84-76. Beating Johnson Wales the second game of that classic, 91-76. And then losing to Haskell Indian Nations by the score of 70-68. Hastings College, they come in with a record of 3 wins, 5 losses on the season. The Broncos coming off of a loss the other night to Midland, losing by the score of 71-61. Your starting lineups tonight are brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why 5 Points Bank is the better bank. For Tabor College, the Blue Jays from Hillsboro, Kansas, they will start with Lawson Kingsley, who's a 5'10" junior from Sedgwick, Kansas. Kingsley is averaging 9 points and 2 rebounds per game. Kyle Wallace is a 6'1" senior from Anaheim, California. Here. Wallace is averaging 4.3 points and 3.3 rebounds per game. Joe Penn is a 6'1" senior from College Park, Maryland. Penn is averaging 12 points and 2 rebounds per game. Dylan Clark Knable is a 6'5" senior from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Knable is averaging 11 points and 7.5 rebounds per game. And the other starter will be Ryan Chapeau, who's a 6'7" freshman. Actually, a 6'7" junior out of Wichita, Kansas. Chapeau is averaging 11.5 points and 6.7 rebounds per ball game. Tabor is a team that's averaging 75 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 73.7 on the defensive end. Hastings College will go with a little bit different starting lineup here tonight. Nate Olson will get the start. Olson is a 6-foot senior out of Norfolk, averaging 1.1 rebound per game. Brady Lohman is 6'2" and sophomore out of Norfolk. Lohman is averaging 12 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Tobin Reinwald is a 6'5" sophomore out of Lincoln. Reinwald averaging 17 points and 6 rebounds per game. Jake Marvin is 6'8" junior out of Lincoln, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Zach Lena will get his first start as a Hastings College Bronco, a 6'4" freshman out of Omaha, averaging 3.7 points and 1.7 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with 3 locations in Hastings at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC. Hastings is going to be dressed in their crimson uniforms here tonight with their crimson bottoms, their white trim. The Blue Jays going to be dressed in their blue uniforms with their black numerals here tonight. Might be kind of tough to check out the numbers for Tabor here tonight, but Tabor will control the opening tip. We'll shoot to our basket to our right as we view it here from the side court at the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, welcome to the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic hosted by Hastings College here tonight. Doan beaten in the first ball game. Hastings College now playing this second contest. Here's the ball swatted out of the hands of Wallace out of bounds over there on the far side. So again, Nate Olson getting a start here for Hastings tonight, and also Lena is in the starting lineup for Hastings to start off the ball game here tonight. The Broncos looking for a little spark. The record sitting at 3 wins, 5 losses on the season. Tabor is sitting at 3-4 overall. This is Joe Penn with the ball now for Tabor as they work the ball around. Broncos starting off on the man-to-man defense. They pound the ball down low. Here's a short jumper from the baseline. It's going to be no good there by Chapeau. Rebound comes down to Tabor. They keep the ball alive as they move it over there. Here's the top of the key. That's Knable with the ball. Now they move it to Kingsley. Here's a free throw line jumper. It's going to be put up there. No good. The rebound comes down to Hastings. Tobin Reinwald with a rebound for the Broncos. They hustle into the forecourt to Brady Lohman. Lohman now to Tobin Reinwald. It'll be Tabor starting off in a man-to-man defense here in the first half of play. No score between Hastings and Tabor here in this Thanksgiving Holiday Classic at the Osborne Sports Complex. Jake Marvin with the ball near sideline. Nate Olson bounce pass inside. It is taken away. Intercepted there by Tabor. They run her back the other way. Wallace has got the ball. Pounds it down low. Here's a shot taken by Knable. That's going to be no good. The ball saved from going out of bounds there by Lohman. Right into the hands of the Broncos. That's Zach Lehman with the ball. Gets it back to him. Brady Lohman. There comes Hastings back the other way. Lena spins in the lane. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Zach Lena scores for Hastings. And the Broncos are off and rolling here in this ball game. 2-0 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here's Joe Penn with the ball now. Penn on the right sideline for Tabor. He sends it inside, and they try to return the ball back here. Nearly threw it out of bounds. Joe Penn grabs it back here for Tabor. Double teamed out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass. They get it to the top of the key now to a Knable. There's Penn with the ball, a three-pointer, put up there and hits it. Joe Penn averaging 12.7 points per ball game. Gets Tabor on the scoreboard. 3-2 is the score. The Blue Jays have the lead over the Broncos here tonight. Hastings with the ball at the free throw line. Jake Marvin now to Brady Lohman. It's open. Ryan Walt, free throw line extended right side. They bring it back around here in 3-point territory to Olsen. Back out on top. Lena. Ball is lost into the backcourt. It's saved there by Lena to Tobin Reinwald as he drives for the hole. The shot is good, but it's not going to count. A traveling violation. So the Broncos, who have been plagued by turnovers this season with 17 per ball game, they've turned the ball over twice already here in this contest. 17-35 to play here in the first half. It is a 3-2 ball game. The Blue Jays out on top of Hastings College in men's basketball action here tonight. Kyle Wallace with the ball, hammers it down low. Here's a shot taken by Knable. It's going to be no good. Ball loose in the baseline. It's picked up there by Nate Olson. Nate runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Leaves it for Lohman. Top of the key. Gets away. Dribbles down the lane. Little 10-footer is up and in. Brady Lohman scores for Hastings. He's averaging 12.3 points per ball game this season. Lohman gets the field goal. And it's now a 4-3 ball game. Hastings has the lead. Back the other way is a Lawson Kingsley, who touches the ball for the first time in their offense. Out to Penn. Now they swing it over on the left side. Top of the key. Here's a Knable with the ball. Brings it back to Kingsley. Sends it back to the left side. Bounce pass goes inside now. Backing up. They give her up now to Chapeau. Chapeau out to Joe Penn. Penn throws it up from the top of the key. The shot is going to be short. Rebound chased down in the corner. They let it go into the nickel seats over there. At Hastings College will play things in. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're at the Osborne Sports Complex. Day number one of the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic. Hastings will play again tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock as they will take on McPherson, a 68-58 winner over Doan earlier tonight in the first game. Doan will play at the 2 o'clock ball game against this Tabor bunch tomorrow. Here's Hastings with the ball. They're on top 4-3. Tobin Reinwald, a reverse layup underneath the basket. It's been no good. Reinwald tries to save it. He gets it right into the hands of a Blue Jay coming back the other way. His pin, he drives it down the lane. He is tripped and a foul is going to be called. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Nate Olson of Hastings. That's going to be his first team foul, number one of the Broncos. Non-shooting situation. Tabor will play things in. Kyle Wallace will play it in from just the left of the basket. So 4-3 is the score. Hastings College is out on top by a point here. Here's a Kingsley with the ball. His shot is up there. It's good, a three-pointer. Lawson Kingsley launches the three from just to the right of the circle, and it's now a 6-4 ball game. The Blue Jays are out on top here in this ball game. Hastings College back the other way. Jake Marvin hands it away. Brady Lohman bounce pass inside to Lena. Spins one way, down the other. He's double-teamed, gets rid of it now. Lohman has got it. Dribble penetration. Throws it down in the corner to Olson for two. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Lena with a rebound, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called here. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Zach Lena. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. Rico Wells coming into the ball game now for Tabor. He's averaging 12 points per ball game. He did not get the start here tonight, but he's into the ball game now. A 6'2" junior out of Cleveland, Ohio. Well, I'll tell you what, black numbers on navy blue jerseys just not going to cut it here. Kingsley moves the ball down low. Here's a Knable. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Marvin. Marvin for Hastings College back the other way. Brady Woolman has got the ball. Gets it ahead now to a Brent Wells, who's into the ball game. Wells gives it up out here in three-point territory to Olson. Olson sends it off on the right side to Charles Ferguson, who's into the ball game early here for Hastings. Brent Wells out here in three-point territory over in the wing to Woolman. Dribbles inside, puts it up there and scores. Woolman scores for Hastings. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. And now it's a 6-6 ball game. We are tied up 5 minutes into the ball game here. tonight from the Osborne Sports Complex. We've reached the 15-minute mark. Over here on the right side is Kyle Wallace for Tabor. They dump it down low. That's going to be Fries with the ball. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around and it's picked up here by Nate Olson. Olson down to Ferguson down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Brings it to the free throw line. Nice pass. Lohman down low. A shot by Jake Marvin is up and in. Rather, that was Wells going to Marvin. Jake's got his first field goal in the ball game. 8-6 is the score now. 8-6. The Broncos have the lead. Near sideline is Kyle Wallace. They get it inside down to Fries. Kicks it back out here. A three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Rico Wells. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Charles Ferguson back the other way for Hastings. Fergie's gets the ball down to Marvin. Dribble penetration. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Gives it to Brent Wells. He goes for the whole collision. And a foul is going to be called. Wells goes up with a shot. I think he draws the personal foul. He does. It's going to go on Lawson Kingsley. Kingsley's first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on Tabor here in the ball game. And going to the free throw line for the Broncos will be Brent Wells. Wells is 0-for-4 in free throws so far this year. Averaging 4.9 points per ball game. Shot is up there. The shot is good. His first free throw he's made this year. And the Broncos now have a three-point lead, 9-6 is the score. Antonio Higgins comes into the ball game now. Here comes Joe Penn back in for Tabor. And Dylan Flynn is into the ball game now for Hastings College, replacing Jake Marvin. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's good. So Brent Wells hits a couple of free throws. And it's now a 10-6 ball game. Hastings College with a four-point lead here in the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic from the Osborne Sports Complex. Rico Wells with the ball. Comes out on top now to Antonio Higgins. Loses it on the left side. Now they have to give her back up out here in the three-point territory. Hastings College still in that man-to-man defense. Here's Antonio Higgins over here on the wing on the right side to Rico Wells. Wells comes out on top. That's a Philip Jimenez who's into the ball game now to the right sideline. And now we got a personal foul called over there. It's going to go on Rico Wells. Rico Wells on the far side. A push-off as he was trying to get position over there on the far sideline. That's the first personal foul on Rico Wells. Team foul number two on the Blue Jays here in the ball game. So Hastings College will get the basketball back. They are leading by 4 points here in the contest, 10-6. Bounce pass here goes to Dylan Flynn. Flynn moves it on the right side now to Dane Bacon, who's into the ball game for the first time here for head coach Lance Creech. To Brent Wells. Wells moving inside. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. A little bit too strong. The ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be, let's see, the officials will give it to Tabor. So the Tabor Blue Jays will come back the other way. 13 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College on top by a score of 10-6 in the ball game. This is Joe Penn with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Takes it down on the baseline. He's cut off nicely there by Lohman. Out to Max Fries, who's in there. Here's Jimenez. His shot in the wing is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip trying no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings College. Dylan Flynn with a rebound. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Dane Bacon. Bacon gets it back into the offensive scoring zone. Blue Jays in a man-to-man defense. He drives it to the hole, and it's going to be deflected out of his hands. Picked up here by the Blue Jays. A turnover on Hastings. Here's Tabor back the other way. Tabor back in their offensive zone. Joe Penn has got it. Comes across the top now to Jimenez, picked up out there by Dane Bacon of Hastings. Bounce pass goes inside. Here's a short jumper off of the baseline. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Charles Ferguson. Ferguson back the other direction for Hastings. Over here to a Brady Lohman, dribbles to the elbow, left side, kicks it back out here to Fergie. His shot for three is going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Tabor basketball. So Tabor will play things in. Nate Olson comes back into the ball game now for the Broncos. Going out will be Lohman. 12 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the first half. Game number two of the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic here tonight. Doan losing to McPherson College in the first ball game by a score of 68-58. This is Kyle Wallace with the ball now. Kyle Wallace comes out on top to Joe Penn behind his screen. Picked up there by Nate Olson of Hastings. Here's Antonio Higgins. Higgins sends it over here to Wallace. Long pass goes inside. Hastings good defensively right there as Dylan Flynn shuts that baby down as they kick her back out here out into three-point territory. Joe Penn with the ball, driving it to the hole, and he's going to be called for the traveling violation. A traveling violation is called there on the Joe Penn of Tabor as he drove the ball in the hole. That's going to be turnover number two on Tabor here in the ball game. Jake Marvin coming back into the ball game now for Hastings, going to replace Dylan Flynn. So Hastings is down on top by the score of 10-6 here in the ball game. Brady Woolman has knocked down a couple of field goals. Marvin has got a field goal. Zach Lena got the first one for Hastings, and Brent Wells with a couple of free throws. Broncos with a four-point lead. Hastings back with the basketball. Here's Nate Olson across the 10-second line. They get on the high post, and a nice cut there to Dane Bacon, and the shot is up and in. Jake Marvin on a high post. Nice pass down low. Dane Bacon has got a field goal, and it is now a 12-6 ball game. Hastings has doubled the score on the Tabor Blue Jays here in this one. Wallace will send the ball inside now. Kicks it back out. Here's a shot taken by Philip Jimenez, and the shot is up and in. Philip Jimenez scoring there for Tabor. That's his first field goal. And it's now a 12-9 ball game. A three-pointer thrown up there by Jimenez. Here's a shot taken by Hastings. That's going to be no good back the other end. Rebound comes down to Tabor back the other direction. Down in the corner, that's a Joe Penn. We got three players in the lane there. No foul called. Here's a shot taken from the outside. It's going to be no good there. We got a personal foul called. It's going to go on. I think Fries threw up the shot there for Tabor. And a personal foul is going to go on Dane Bacon. Third team foul on the Broncos. The first one on Dane. Non-shooting situation. 10:49 to play. 10:49 to play here in the first half. 12-9 is the score. Hastings is out on top. Here's a Kyle Wallace with the ball. Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. Kyle Wallace goes over there to a Joe Penn. The ball tipped away, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Tabor ball. And in the ball game now will be a Ryan Chapeau. He's back in there. And also coming in will be Dylan Clark Knable for Tabor. The front liner is back in there. 12-9 is the score. 10 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half in the Osborne Sports Complex. Thanksgiving Holiday Classic here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Kyle Wallace with the ball at the point there for Tabor College, picked up by Tobin Reinwald. There's a Philip Jimenez with the ball now. Moves it left to right across the top of the key. Returns it back to Wallace. Sends it inside as they work there. A shot is taken. It's going to be no good. And we got a foul call. They get it inside to Ryan Chapeau. And he is fouled in the play there by Hastings. It's going to go on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on Hastings. And Ryan Chapeau goes to the free throw line down for Tabor. 84% foul shooter in the season. He said 11 out of 13 from the free throw line. Tabor is number one in the KCAC as far as the free throws are concerned. As a team, hitting 76%. They missed the first free throw right here. The Bow is averaging 11 points and 6.7 rebounds per game. 12-9, Hastings has got the lead here at men's college basketball tonight. Here's the next shot up there by Ryan Chapeau. It's going to be short, and the rebound is going to be brought down by Lena for Hastings. So the Broncos have a three-point lead in the basketball about halfway through this first half. Here's Olson. His pass deflected. Olson picks it back up. Now he falls to the seat of his pants, and he calls a timeout. So Nate Olson calls the timeout here, sitting on the seat of his pants and trying to save the possession, and he does that. We've got a timeout here. We'll take a break, 10 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the first half. The score is Hastings 12 and Tabor 9.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 12-9 is the score. Hastings with a three-point lead here. As we approach the halfway point of this first half, Nate Olson with the ball to Brady Wollman. Wollman sends it over here to Tobin Reinwald. It's still a man-to-man defense here for Tabor. Hastings with the ball. As Nate Olson goes over here on the right side, driving for the hole, and the shot is up there. No good by Marvin, but a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called on Ryan Chapeau of Tabor. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number three in the Blue Jays. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jake Marvin. Marvin has got a field goal, 2 points so far in the ball game. He's a 57% foul shooter in the season. 8 out of 14 from the stripe. This shot is up there. It's good. Hastings is a team seventh in the conference in free throw percentage this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings knocking down 69% of their free throws as a team. There's a second shot. It's up there and in. Hastings is number two in field goal percentage. They are number one in three-point shooting. 14-9 is the score. Hastings College out on top now by 5 points. We were tied up at 6, 5 minutes into the ball game. Hastings College has extended their lead to 5 at 14-9 as they continue to play man-to-man defense here. There's a Joe Penn with the ball, sends it inside. The ball's going to be swatted away. A scramble is on it. Now we got a jump ball called here. Chapeau was down there for Tabor. Lena was down there for Hastings. Brady Lohman also had his hands in there for the Broncos. A jump ball is called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so Tabor turns the ball away. Third turnover on Tabor here in the ball game. Hastings College will come back the other direction with a 5-point lead, 14-9. Here's a Nate Olson with the ball on the near sideline to a Zach Lena. Brings it back to Nate. He dribbles to the far side of the floor now and flips it away to a Brady Lohman. Lohman will back up, left-handed dribble, now to Nate. On the right sideline, free throw line extended. Waiting, gets it to a Jake Marvin now. Marvin to Lena will try the left side. Here is a Tobin Reinwald has got it. There's Lohman driving down the left side of the lane. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. It's a Marvin for three. His shot is up there, no good. Lena grabs the rebound for Hastings. Lena double team, sends it back inside to Marvin, and he's called for the steps. Lena grabs the offensive board there, but he's called for the traveling violation as he sends it inside to a Jake Marvin right in front of the basket. And the Broncos give her back here to Tabor. 14-9 is the score. Hastings College with a 5-point lead. We're down to 8 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in this first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Joe Penn has got the ball. Penn comes out on top. Lawson Kingsley is running one-hander down the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's going to be Jake Marvin with a rebound. Marvin gets it away to Lohman. Now on the forecourt to Nate Olson. Down the right sideline. Marvin at the point at the top of the key. Sends it over here on the wing to Lohman. Brings it back to Marvin down on the baseline. Double team. Marvin gives it up now. The woman on the wing sends it back down to Marvin on the baseline. He works for position. Can't go for a shot, though. Gets it to Olson. Now to Reinwald driving down the lane. His shot is up and in. Tobin Reinwald scores there for Hastings. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 16-9. Hastings College is out on top. It's been a while since Tabor has been able to put any points on the scoreboard. Wallace sends it into a Chapeau right side of the lane. Back out to the top of the key to Lawson Kingsley. There's Joe Penn on the left sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. He bounces off of a man, shoots and scores. So Joe Penn scores there for Tabor. He's now got 5 points in the ball game for Tabor. Now we've got a palming violation on Hastings. A palming violation called there on the Broncos, and it's going to be the fourth turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. So Rico Wells coming into the ball game now for Tabor. Rico, a 6'2" junior from Cleveland, Ohio. Hastings College with a 5-point lead, 16-11 is the score here. There's a Lawson Kingsley, the Chapeau at the top of the key. All deflected and is picked up here. It is picked up here by Nate Olson of Hastings. Four turnovers now in Tabor. Here's Wells from the left sideline. A shot no good, gets his own rebound, and then saves the ball and goes out of bounds. Off of the Blue Jay down there on the baseline. Nice job there by Wells. That was off of the hip, I think, of Jimenez, who's back into the ball game. There comes Antonio Higgins back in there now for Tabor. 16-11 is the score. Hastings College out on top by 5. It's going to be Lohman inbounding the ball out here to Nate Olson. Olson on the near sideline, dribbles with it, hands it away now to Brett Wells. Wells hands it away to Brady Lohman, takes it to the free throw line. Gives it up now to Tobin Reinwald. The ball is going to be tipped away and is picked up here by Rico. He goes the distance. His shot is up there and in, and he's fouling the play. Rico Wells scoring there for Tabor. The bucket is going to count, and the foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to be on Lohman. That's going to be his first. So the first foul on Brady Lohman. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Broncos here in this first half of play. And going to the free throw line and trying to make this a 3-point play is Rico Wells. Wells is an 88% foul shooter in the season. He's 8 out of 9 from the free throw line, averaging 12 points per ball game. Rico dips the knees, throws it up there. Shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Nate Olson with the ball for the Broncos to the near sideline to Brady Lohman. Hastings out on top by 3, 16-13. Here in the first half, Broncos with the ball back in their offensive zone. It's going to be Nate Olson now to Charles Ferguson. Over to Brent Wells. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Gives it up now to Charles Ferguson. Ferguson hops inside to the elbow, sends it across the lane. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Brady Lohman spotted up for a possible three on this near sideline. Ball deflected out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. 6:44 to play here in this first half. Hastings leading by three. Low scoring affair tonight. 16-13 is the score. Here's Lohman, drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up and in. Lohman circled around and took it right down the lane and scores it. He's got three field goals in the ball game and 6 points. Now an 18-13 ball game. Hastings College with a 5-point lead again. There's a Rico Wells with the ball. Comes out to the top of the key to Chapeau. Chapeau moves it over there on the wing on that left side. Now to Kyle Wallace. Wallace returns it back to the wing. That's going to be a Jimenez. Rather, that's a Lawson Kingsley over there on the wing on the left side. Now to Rico Wells. His shot from the right wing is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Dylan Flynn. Flynn has got it for Hastings College. The Broncos trying to increase their lead right here. It's at 5 points. 18-13. Here's Olson. Gets it to a Dylan Flynn. Bounces off of the would-be defender. Puts it up there off of the window. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. Foul going to be called here. It's going to be on the Ryan Chapeau. That's going to be his second personal foul in the ball game. Team foul number four on the Blue Jays. And going to the free throw line now for Hastings is going to be Dylan Flynn. Dylan Flynn has got no points so far in the ball game. A 70% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there and in. Flynn, normally one of the starters for Hastings, did not start in the ball game tonight. Zach Lena did.
Now, every home has various wires coursing throughout the house.
Dylan Flynn will have one more. His shot is up there. It is good. So he nails a couple of free throws. It's now a 20-13 ball game. Hastings with a 7-point lead. 20-13. We're down to 5 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in this one. In the first half, Hastings still under man-to-man defense. This is a Kyle Wallace with the ball. Comes over here on the wing to a Lawson Kingsley. Bounce pass goes to the free throw line. That's Antonio Higgins with the ball. Now to Rico Wells to Antonio Higgins. Spins in the lane, puts it up there left-handed. His shot's gonna be
the new Bose Bluetooth headset. Hear calls with ease throughout your day. Callers will hear.
Antonio Higgins gets the field goal there for Tabor. It's now a 20-15 ball game. Hastings College out on top by 5 points. This is a Dane Bacon with the ball for the Broncos. They send it inside. There's a shot by Flynn off of the baseline. It's up and in. Dylan Flynn scores there for Hastings. That's his first field goal. Flynn now with 4 points in the basketball game. Hastings has built a 7-point lead. 22-15 is the score. Here's Antonio Higgins. He goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good, and he's calling for the steps. Antonio Higgins had the ball in the lane there. Spun one way, then the other, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. So Hastings College will get it. Unofficially the fifth turnover in the ball game for Tabor. We're down to 4 minutes and 54 seconds to play. In this first half, Hastings has led this baby most of the way. We're tied up at 6 points apiece, 5 minutes into the contest. Other than that, Hastings has played with a lead throughout much of this first half. Jordan Hawkinson into the ball game now for the Broncos. There's Brent Wells, pulls up at the elbow, comes out here to a Brady Woolman out in 3-point territory. So a man-to-man defense for the Blue Jays. There's a Tobin Reinwald behind a Wells screen. Drives inside, the ball stripped away. Picked up by Kyle Wallace running back the other way. Drives, shoots, and scores. Kyle Wallace gets the steal. He gets the field goal on the other end. That's the fifth turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Tabor keeping this baby close. 22-17 is the score. Broncos back on the offensive end. That's a Hawkinson on the right sideline. Comes out to a Brady Woolman. Woolman dribbles with it. Now to Tobin Reinwald. Comes over here on the near side. Brent Wells puts a couple of defenders. Drives for the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Wells draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Antonio Higgins. That's going to be his first. Team foul number five on Tabor. Hastings will play things in a non-shooting situation. The Broncos will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 22-17. Hastings College with the lead. Down to 4:04 to play. Now we got a foul called here. It's going to go on the Broncos on the inbound. A personal foul going to be called on Zach Lena, I think. Yep, Zach picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number six on Hastings College. So now Tabor has got the ball back here. 22-17 is the score. Penn gets it out here to Max Fries with the ball as he moves it over in that left sideline. There's a Joe Penn, splits a couple of defenders, drives to the basket, and the foul is going to be called. So a personal foul here on Hastings is going to be on Hawkinson. That's going to be his first. So Jordan Hawkinson picks up the personal foul for Hastings. And going to the free throw line for Tabor is going to be Joe Penn. That's going to be the seventh team foul on Hastings. So this will be a one-and-one situation for Penn. He's got 5 points already in the ball game. His shot is up there. That one won't go down. He won't get the second one. The rebound comes down to Hastings. Dylan Flynn with the rebound for the Broncos as they get it away to a Brady Wallman. Now to Hawkinson, drives it in the lane. Nice pass down low to Alina. His shot is up there. It's no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up. His shot is no good, and he's fouling the play. Great pass by Jordan Hawkinson. However, Alina could not finish at the bucket there, and then he eventually draws the personal foul. And it's going to be Alina going to the free throw line here for Hastings College at the 3:39 mark. So Zach Lena with 2 points in the ball game will go to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot is good. Lena will get one more. Head of the ball game now for Hastings will be Jake Marvin. Going out is going to be Dylan Flynn. Hastings now with a 6-point lead at 23-17. Their biggest lead has been 7 so far in this first half of play. Next one is up there. It is good by Zach Lena. So Hastings again with a 7-point lead at 24-17 with 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play. In the first ball game tonight, McPherson knocked off Doan by a score of 68-58. Game times tomorrow here at the Osborne Sports Complex will be at 2 and 4 o'clock. Hastings will play at 4 against McPherson, an undefeated team, and a team that is ranked number 11 in the preseason poll. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon. Here's the Fries with the ball back outside. Rico Wells throws up a three, a shot no good, the ball poked away. It is picked up here by Tabor as they keep the ball alive. In their offensive zone, back outside. Now they kip it over here on the side. Now they kip it over here on the wing to Rico Wells. Rico to Fries. Back out to Joe Penn. Penn comes to the near sideline. Near threw it into the Bronco bench. High in the air to grab the ball. There is Rico Wells. And he comes down out of bounds. He wanted the timeout, but he came down out of bounds. And Tabor will turn the ball away here. Hastings will play things in. Here in backcourt, 24-17 is the score. Hastings with a 7-point lead. We're down to 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Jordan Hawkinson with the ball around a couple of screens. Moves it out here to Tobin Reinwald. On the right sideline to a Brady Lohman. Now to Hawkinson. Near side again to a Tobin Reinwald. Right in front of the Blue Jay bench. Pass out on top is deflected. It's into the backcourt. Penn got his hands on it. Picked up there by Brady Lohman. Down to a Reinwald. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Reinwald drives. Contact made on the baseline. Goes up for the shot and scores it. Tobin Reinwald in a short jumper there. He's got 4 points in the ball game. 26-17 is the score. Here's a Lawson Kingsley's three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Rico Wells. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Dane Bacon gets the ball ahead. Now to Tobin. He drives for the basket. Collision foul called. Personal foul is going to go on Tabor here as Tobin Reinwald trying to take the ball in the hole for Hastings. Lawson Kingsley picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second personal. Team foul number 7 on Tabor. So it's going to be Reinwald going to the free throw line here for Hastings. Dolan so far in the ball game with a couple of field goals and 4 points. Reinwald is 75% foul shooter in the season. He is 18 out of 24. So Reinwald to the free throw line here for the Broncos. His shot is up there. The shot is going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Tabor. Max Fries with a rebound there by the Blue Jays. To Joe Penn as he hustles into the forecourt. We've hit the 2 minute mark. Here's a shot from the top of the key that's going to be too strong there by Fries. And the rebound comes down to Hastings College. Nate Olson back into the ball game with a rebound. That's Tobin Reinwald, dribble penetration, traveling call. Tobin's whistled for the traveling violation. He's trying to lay it off in the lane there to Jake Marvin, but a traveling violation is called on Hastings. 26-17 is the score. Hastings College now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 9 points. A minute and 50 seconds to play in this first half. Thanksgiving Holiday Classic here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Higgins, nice pass down low, and his shot is up and in. Jimenez, Philip Jimenez gets the field goal there for Tabor. And now we've got a ball knocked out of bounds here on the near sideline. Hastings College will play things in. A minute, 36 seconds to play in the first half. 26-19 is the score. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos will have the ball. Tobin has got it back here right in front of the Blue Jay bench. Just to our left. Gets it to Brady Woolman. Takes it down on the baseline, and another collision. An offensive foul is called on Brandon Lohman as he runs over a man down there for Tabor. That's Michael Jansen is into the ball game. Michael Jansen took the charge there. The charging foul is called on Hastings. Second foul on Brady in the ball game. Team foul number 8 in the Broncos. 26-19 is the score. Hastings with a 7-point lead. There's a Joe Penn now. gets away, goes all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Jake Marvin, and he has his pocket picked by Penn. He tries to go up for the shot. It's knocked loose. Penn has got it back out of here in 3-point territory. So the Broncos give it away. Joe Penn has got the ball now for the Tabor Blue Jays on the dribble to the wing on the right side. That's going to be a Philip Jimenez behind the screen. Gets it out to the top of the key. Holding it, that's Antonio Higgins. Over here on the wing, that's a Joe Penn. Drives his reverse layup. Is up there. It's no good. Ball ripped out of there by Jake Marvin of Hastings. Marvin takes the ball on the right sideline to Bacon. Cranks up a three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good with 40 seconds to play. Higgins with a rebound. Long pass down the floor to Penn. His shot is no good, and he's fouled in the play. Getting back there quickly for Hastings on defense was Charles Ferguson. Ferguson is whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be his first. And going to the free throw line is going to be Tabor here with 37.4 seconds to play. Blue Jays will shoot some free throws. That's going to be Joe Penn going to the free throw line, 76% foul shooter in the season. He is 0 for 1 here in this ball game. 5 points in the ball game for Penn. Looks to the bucket. Shot is up there. It's good. Joe Penn will have one more. The Hastings lead is now 6 points. Penn, a 6'1" and senior from College Park, Maryland. Tabor College from Hillsboro, Kansas, up here tonight for the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic at Hastings. Joe Penn will have one more. Shot is up there, and the shot is good, so he hits a couple of free throws, and the Hastings lead is down to 5 points again, 26-21, as we approach the 32nd mark here in this one. Hastings walking the ball up the floor. The shot clock, the game clock, pretty well is synced up here, so Hastings can go for the final shot of this first half with a 5-point lead, 26-21. Nate Olson has got it for the Broncos. Olson has to get rid of it, does. Comes out here near the 10-second line as they get it now to Dane Bacon. Hands it away back to Nate Olson. Bounce pass goes inside on the high post. Dylan Flynn, he turns around. We got contact made and a foul called. Flynn trying to get it to Nate Olson on a backdoor cut there and a personal foul. It's going to be whistled on the Joe Penn of Tabor. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 8 on the Blue Jays here in the first half. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. Flynn 2 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. 70% foul shooter in the season. Shot is up there. It's good. Flynn will have one more. That gives Hastings a 6-point lead, 27-21. We got just 7.7 seconds remaining here in this first half. Dylan Flynn will have one more for Hastings College, a 6'7" sophomore out of Lincoln. Flynn dips the knees, eyes the bucket, shot is up there, straight through the hole. Dylan Flynn hits a couple of free throws, 28-21. Here's Joe Penn with the ball now. For a Tabor running back the other way, down the near sideline, finds the seam, takes it all the way to the basket and scores. Joe Penn scores there for Tabor as time runs out here. In the first half of play, is a big old hole open up in the Bronco defense, and Penn just took that one right to the hole and scores it for Tabor. And that is the end of the first half of play here tonight from the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic at Hastings College. The score at halftime, it's Hastings 28, Tabor 23. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drugstores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drugstore downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College has got the lead at halftime. The score is 28-23 over the Tabor Blue Jays in the opening round of the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic here tonight. Again, Doan losing in the first ball game by a score of 68-58. So tomorrow at 2 o'clock, it'll be Doan playing Tabor. Then in the second game tomorrow at 4 o'clock, it'll be McPherson playing Hastings College. McPherson is a team that is still undefeated on the season. Ranked number 11 in the preseason poll in the NAIA Division II rank. So Hastings will have a tough task with McPherson tomorrow, no matter what happens in the ball game tonight. Hastings and McPherson tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock here at the Osborne Sports Complex. It'll be a 3:45 pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. We were tied up at 6 points apiece at the 15-minute mark in the first half. Hastings then scored 6 straight points to open up a 12-6 advantage. Broncos got out to a 7-point lead at 16-9 and also at 20-13, led by 7 at 22-15. Biggest lead of the ball game in the first half for Hastings was 9 points at 26-17. But Tabor coming back, and they're trailing by just 6 at halftime. The score is 28-23. Joe Penn leading the way for Tabor so far. He's got 9 points in the ball game. He's knocked down a 3. He's got a couple of 2-point field goals, and he's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Other scorers, 5 points for Philip Jimenez on a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. Lawson Kingsley has got a 3-point field goal for his only score in the first half. Antonio Higgins has got a field goal for 2. Kyle Wallace has got a field goal for 2. And Rico Wells, a field goal and 2 points for Tabor. The Blue Jays hitting 2 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Hastings doing a good job from the stripe in the first 20 minutes. They are 10 out of 11 from the stripe. They're being led by Brady Lohman, also Jake Marvin, and Dylan Flynn. They all have 6 points here in the first half. 4 for Zach Lena, 4 points for Tobin Reinwald, 2 for Dane Bacon, and 2 for Brent Wells in the first half of play. Shooting numbers are in. Hastings College hitting 9 out of 19 in the first half for 47%. Tabor was 9 out of 28 for 32%. The Broncos were 0 out of 4 from 3-point territory. Meanwhile, Tabor was 3 out of 9 for 33%. Broncos hitting 10 out of 11 from the free throw line for 90%. And Tabor was just 2 out of 6 for 33%. The rebounds right now, it's Hastings out on top, 20-12 in the rebounding category. However, Tabor is leading 5-3 on the offensive end. Hastings with 8 turnovers in the first half of play, no block shots and 2 steals. Tabor has got 6 turnovers. They've got 1 block shot and 4 steals here in the first 20 minutes of play. So it's 28-23. Hastings College has got the lead here at halftime over the Cardinals of Tabor. So Hastings College playing this ball game here. They got another one coming up tomorrow afternoon. Then we'll get right back into the Great Plains Athletic Conference season. That'll be next Wednesday. Hastings will welcome in the Doane College Tigers next Wednesday in a women's men's basketball doubleheader, 6 o'clock for the women's ball game, 8 o'clock for the guys, and we'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS. Other teams that are involved in some holiday weekend stuff in the Great Plains Athletic Conference tonight: Concordia College of Moorhead is playing at Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. 16th-ranked Dort out of the GPAC is playing in the South Dakota Tech Classic. They've got the South Dakota School of Mines on the schedule tonight. Women's basketball, you've got 2nd-ranked Morningside playing in the U.S. Bank Classic. They got Black Hills State as their opponents tonight. The Hastings College women's basketball team, still undefeated in the season, they will play tomorrow down in Kansas against 17th-ranked Sterling. So that's what's going on around the Great Plains Athletic Conference. 28-23 is our score here at halftime. Hastings leading by 5 points. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next. And then it's a Hastings College Spotlight with Tyson Obronik. Back with the second half in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Trish and I at Gary Michaels Cloviers want to thank all our customers for their patronage and support. We are truly blessed and thankful for you, our loyal customers and friends. We want to express this by offering $100 off of any suit, $75 off of any sport coat, and $50 off of any wool coat or leather jacket. We also have tie and pocket square sets for $25. We wish you a wonderful Thanksgiving and look forward to serving you for your holiday apparel and gift needs. Gary Michaels Cloviers, located downtown Hastings, open late Thursday, Saturday till 4, and now open Sunday 1 to 4.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by T&L Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business. Save on the Whirlpool family of appliances during the Black Friday sale at Rogers Incorporated. This Black Friday sale goes through Sunday. Get special select pricing on Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid refrigerators and freezers, washers and dryers, ranges, dishwashers, and more. Save on Whirlpool appliances during the Black Friday sale through Sunday at Rogers Incorporated, 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Close Thanksgiving.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, women's basketball star Erin Vanderpool. Erin, a sophomore from Parachute, Colorado, majoring in accounting with a 3.85 GPA. On the court, she played mostly her junior varsity basketball as a freshman, moved up to the varsity roster this season. Erin is on the Dean's List in the fall of 2010 and also the spring of 2011, a trustee scholar who, in her free time, enjoys baking and watching the Food Network. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, women's basketball star Erin Vanderpool. Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by T&L Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in your community.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including Industrial Irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and Industrial Irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377 and industrialirrigation.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. We are at halftime of the Hastings College basketball game. Joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight, we have Holly Sobotka. Holly, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. It's always nice to talk with you.
Holly, we brought you on the program this evening to talk a little bit about an event that's coming up next week on the Hastings College campus. It is the lighting of the campus. Now, talk just a little bit about what this event's all about.
Yes, on Tuesday, November 29th, we're going to be hosting our annual lighting of the campus at Hastings College. This is run by the Student Alumni Ambassadors, and Hastings College sponsors it. And it's just the time all of our students have just returned from their Christmas Thanksgiving break, and it's the time when we come and celebrate the holiday season starting, the Christmas season starting, and we will we have a performance in the chapel with a lot of different activities, and then of course the highlight is to come out and we do a countdown and turn all the lights on across campus.
Now, Holly, KHS Radio has been a long standing tradition with the lighting of downtown, the Hastings Celebration of Lights. Is this very similar?
You know, in a way it is. I think it's just something similar that, you know, it's something annual that we can look forward to. And, you know, for our, I think our campus community, it's such a nice time to come and get together. And this year we're really hoping the community of Hastings comes out. We've added a few things that are just going to make it a little bit more special this year. And our new president, President Dennis Trotter, had some great ideas. And so we're excited this year to have a live nativity scene that's going to run from 6 to 9 p.m., It's going to be in our Circle Drive, so as people can just come out, if it's a cool night, if they want to, they can just stay in their cars and drive by. We're going to start the night with a 6:30 showing of the cartoon How the Grinch Stole Christmas, so the traditional Grinch cartoon is going to show at 6:30 at the chapel, and then at 7 we'll start with our lighting ceremony, which will have carols, some performances, and then the reading of the Christmas story.
And I believe the president himself is going to be reading that Christmas story.
Yes, he is. He'll invite all the kids in the audience to come up and sit with him as he reads the Christmas story. And we'll be spotlighting a few of our music groups, which it's always fun to come and listen to them perform as well. And then we'll end with carols with the group, and everyone will walk outside for the countdown. And we've got a special surprise this year. We're going to have the center part of the campus lit up with luminaries, and I think it's just going to be beautiful. So I would really encourage people, if they've got a few minutes, and again, if they don't have time for the whole ceremony, if they, you know, would drive by once those luminaries are lit, driving by between that 7:30 to 9 p.m. is just going to be spectacular to see the campus all lit up, and then also to enjoy the live nativity.
And Holly, from everything I've read, you're inviting a special guest all the way from the North Pole to come celebrate too.
Yes, I think Santa will be there, and he is going to have a spot on campus. We have different activities in the buildings, and he'll have a spot on campus that the children can go see him and put in their Christmas wishes and get free photos with him. It's always nice. I know, being a mom myself, it's nice to get those photos with the kids for those Christmas cards. So there'll be a great opportunity to bring your cameras out, or we'll have a camera there to snap those photos with the kids and Santa. And I think it'll be a little bit more relaxed where they can spend some time with him and get a little holiday treat, too, I think he'll have for all the kids.
Holly, talk a little bit about this event in specifics. We talked about how this is really to kick off the holiday spirit over at Hastings College, but this is something you really want the community to be a part of as well.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great time for the community to come out. You know, we're such a great partnership. We're so lucky here at Hastings College, and I think in the community of Hastings that we have each other to lean on and just be partners. And I think it's just a great time for community members to come out, and we're definitely holding on to the Christ side of Christmas and with the live nativity and really, you know, taking a look at that. And I think it'll be a great time for families or individuals or couples just to come out and kind of have some time to remember, you know, the Christ child being born, and just a great way to before the craziness of the holidays hit to come and enjoy the night. With all the activities that are going on, it's also a great start, as at the end of that week, we'll have our Messiah. And, you know, we hope that the community will all come out for our big production of the Messiah on the following Sunday. And so, you know, this just kind of is the first bookend for the holiday celebration, with that following later in the week.
Once again, the Hastings College Lighting of the Campus going to be going on Tuesday, November 29th from 6 until 9 p.m. Holly, where is the, I guess, if people want to come out to this event, where should they meet? Where should they all kind of congregate?
Yes, you know, everything is going to be around the French Memorial Chapel. So our chapel there right off of University is where they'll be, and I'll encourage them, if they're going to come and stay, is to park on the interiors of campus, the backside of the campus parking, just for the fact that circle drive is going to be fairly busy with people driving through, and we'll have some of that parking blocked off. So I'd encourage people, if they're driving out, just drive around the circle drive, but if they're going to stop and come to the ceremony at the chapel, to park on the interior of campus or on the outside of our campus.
Once again, Holly Sobotka, our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight, the Hastings College Lighting of the Campus, going on Tuesday from 6 until 9. Holly, we really appreciate all the information, appreciate the time on the Hastings College Spotlight this evening. You have a Merry Christmas, Holly.
You too, and I look forward to seeing you Tuesday. Thanks.
Hastings College Spotlight is brought to you by Industrial Irrigation, 221 East J Street in Hastings. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Are you ready to switch to a bank whose top priority is customer service?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service is all about.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a rewarding interest rate, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Osborne Sports Complex as we get set for the second half here. Hastings College with a lead. 28-23 is the score. As Hastings College will shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half of play, the Broncos have that 5-point lead. Tabor has got to basketball, dressed in their navy blue uniforms with their black numerals here tonight. Bit of problem with everybody involved here. As the Tabor turns the ball over, immediately take it down to the baseline, and they drop it out of bounds. So it's going to be a turnover on Tabor, and Hastings College will have another crack at things. They get things started here in the second half of play. Tabor had 6 turnovers in the first half. Hastings College had 8. Now two teams trade turnovers here to begin this second half of play. And Tabor has got the ball back as they head back the other direction here. Shooting to our basket to our left as they work it inside to Chapeau. He shot it up there, no good. Tip trying, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up, misses again, and a foul is called. So Ryan Chapeau had two or three shots at the hole right there. And a personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his second. Second foul on Jake Marvin. That's going to be team foul number one on the Broncos here in the second half of play. So going to the free throw line is going to be Ryan Chapeau going to the stripe here, an 84% foul shooter. Lance questioning that one. He says, how do you pick up a personal foul? He was laying on the ground. Chapeau and Marvin were going at it. And finally, Marvin picks up the personal foul. A shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Ryan Chapeau. He's now 1-3 from the stripe tonight. 84% foul shooter on the season. Next one is up there. It is good. So Chapeau hits a couple of free throws. And the Hastings College lead is down to 3 points now at 28-25 early in the second half here from the Osborne Sports Complex. So a low-scoring affair here tonight. Hastings College with a three-point lead. Broncos have the basketball. Here's Marvin driving inside, spins, now puts up a shot and hits it. Jake Marvin scores. He's got 6 points in the ball game. It's now 30-25. Hastings leading by 5 points as Tabor has got the ball back. That's Lawson Kingsley with the ball to Joe Penn. Now to Wallace here on the left wing. They send it back inside. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good there by Knable, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Woolman with the ball for Hastings. Spins, goes up. Now he's going to be knocked down onto the baseline here, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called on Ryan Chapeau of Tabor. That's going to be his third. That's going to be team foul number one on Tabor here in the second half of play. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket here. And checking into the ball game for Tabor will be Matt Fries. He's checking in there now. As Hastings will play it in, Wolman takes it down to the left block. Here's a shot taken by Reinwald up and in. Tobin Reinwald scores for Hastings. That's his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And the Bronco lead is now back up to 7-32-25. Broncos trying to win their fourth ball game of the season here tonight against five losses. There's Joe Penn with the ball on the right sideline. Joe comes out here between the rings to Wallace. Wallace now to Lawson Kingsley. They work it back around to the right side. Here's a three-pointer taken there. It's going to be no good by Kyle Wallace, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Woolman with the ball, running it back the other way to Nate Olson, who gets the start here in the second half. Olson down to Marvin, dribbles it down the right side of the lane, spins in the lane, puts up a shot, and he's fouled into play. Marvin is fouled into play again, this time on Max Fries. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number two on Tabor here in the second half of play. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jake Marvin. Marvin has got 6 points in the ball game thus far. A couple of field goals. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Here comes the shot. It's going to be good. Hastings doing a great job from the free throw line in the first half. They were 10 out of 11 from the stripe. That compares to only 2 out of 6 for Tabor. Hastings now with an 8-point lead, 33-25. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Marvin hits a couple of free throws, and a Hastings College lead is now 9 points. That matches their biggest lead of the ball game. It's 34-25. There's Lawson Kingsley with the ball. They're working inside. Here's a short jumper. It's up there and in. Max Fries scoring there for Tabor as he leans in there and gets the field goal. That's his first points in the ball game. 34-27 is the score. Hastings back the other way. This is going to be Olson with it now, and he's going to be hitting. He's knocked out of bounds there. Put in the far sideline by Lawson Kingsley. Kingsley picks up his third personal foul for Tabor. That's going to be team foul number three on the Blue Jays here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. Broncos with a 7-point lead over Tabor here in the second half. It's 34-27. Olson will play things in as they get it to a Tobin Reinwald. He hands it away, and now getting in there. Personal foul is going to be called on Penn. He tried to knock the ball away. Picks up the personal foul instead. A second personal foul on Joel Penn. So Hastings College will play it in. Just to the right of the scorer's table. Olson gets into the hands now of Brady Lohman. Dribbles to the free throw line. Bounce pass goes out of bounds. Trying to get it to Lena, who was sliding toward the bucket there, and he threw it out of bounds. Turnover number 10 on Hastings here in the ball game. The Broncos with a 7-point lead, 34-27, with 17 and a half minutes to play here in this one from the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic here at Hastings College. Joe Penn with the ball. Now to the top of the key. That's a Fries. Over to Lawson Kingsley. Moves to his right. Fires up a long range jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Olsen for Hastings. Gets it ahead to Tobin Reinwald. Tobin backs up, spins down on the baseline, goes up for the shot. Knocked loose. Picked up by Marvin. Marvin wheels in the lane. His shot is up there from short range. No good. Right in front of the basket, and the rebound comes down to Max Fries for the Tabor Blue Jays. Running back the other way, we've got a foul called here on Olsen. Olsen's going to be whistled for the personal foul for Hastings. Trying to stop the ball. That's going to be the second foul on Nate. That's going to be team foul number two on Hastings College. Dylan Flynn comes into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out will be Max Fries. Checking into the ball game for Tabor is going to be Antonio Higgins. Higgins is going to check in, and going out will be Dylan Clark Knabel. Charles Ferguson also into the ball game for Hastings College, replacing Zach Lena. 34-27 is the score. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Down to 16:50 to play here in the ball game. There's the Fries with the ball now to Penn. Penn gets it to Antonio Higgins, sliding down the lane. They get the ball to a Kyle Wallace, and he puts it up there and scores. Kyle Wallace scores. 34-29. Brady Lohman comes back the other way. His driving layup is no good, but he's fouled into play. So Brady Lohman is fouled into play there by Antonio Higgins of Tabor. That's going to be his second. Team foul number five already, and the Blue Jays have committed five personal fouls in the first 3.5 minutes of the second half. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Lohman. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. 88% foul shooter in the season. He's 16 out of 18 from the stripe this year. And his shot is up there. It is good. Hastings continuing to shoot the ball well from the stripe here tonight. They're 7th in the conference, the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 69% from the line. Next shot is up there. It is good by Lohman. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings has a 7-point lead again, 36-29. Rico Wells coming back into the ball game now for Tabor. Fries will play things in here in backcourt, and now Tabor Blue Jays. They'll come back the other direction. Kyle Wallace has got the ball. Working back around right in front of the Blue Jay bench. That's Lawson Kingsley. Antonio Higgins over the right wing. Broncos stay with his man-to-man defense. This is Kyle Wallace now to Antonio Higgins. Dribble penetration down in the corner now to Rico Wells. The Higgins again back outside to Lawson. His shot for three is good. Rather, Lawson Kingsley scoring there, a 3-pointer. That's his second tray of the ball game. He's got 6 points. It's now a 36-32 ball game. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Charles Ferguson out of Tobin Reinwald inside the free throw circle. Gives her back up here to Charles Ferguson down on the baseline. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up again by Lawson Kingsley. Running back the other way to Wallace. Wallace gets it over here to Kingsley. Back outside now to Kyle Wallace. As they run a set play here, this is going to be a Lawson Kingsley with the ball back down in the corner to Kyle Wallace. Right on his grill is going to be a Tobin Reinwald. Here's a 3-pointer put up there by Fries. It's going to be no good. One and out. Ball is picked up there by a Nate Olson of Hastings. Nate into the forecourt to Brady Lohman. And Nate has long pass down away and is out of bounds. Olson threw it too far. Goes out of bounds. Broncos turn it away for the 11th time here in the ballgame. Now Lance wants to call a timeout. 15 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here in the ballgame, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 36, Tabor 32.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Hastings College men's basketball team will face McPherson out of Kansas coming up tomorrow. Be a 4 o'clock start here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 3:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women going to be on the road. They will play at 17th-ranked Sterling tomorrow night. 6 o'clock tip-off for that ball game. Hastings College soccer team's on their way to Alabama. They'll play in the NAIA National Tournament coming up on Monday. The students obviously gone this weekend because of the Thanksgiving holiday break. Much smaller crowd than we had on Tuesday night in the ball game against Midland, but Hastings will be back in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference on Wednesday when they take on the Doane College Tigers. We'll have those games for you as well here on 1230 KHAS. Women's game will be at 6 for the guys to follow at 8 o'clock. Hastings College trying to scratch out a win here tonight. And the men's basketball team looking for their fourth win of the season. They've got a four-point lead. 36-32 is the score. Here's Lawson Kingsley, three-pointer. It's going to be no good, but an offensive rebound there by the Blue Jays. Hastings did a good job on the boards in the first half. They get an offensive board right there. There's a 15-footer put up on the right side, and it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos have got the ball back the other way. Looks like Nate Olson has come up hobbled. He's slow in getting back at the offensive end. Here's Bacon from the top of the key. A shot good. Dane Bacon, a three-pointer from the top of the key. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings now with a seven-point lead, 39-32. Hastings is led by as many as 9 points here in this ball game. Max Fries has got the ball to Rico Wells. They get it outside to Antonio Higgins. Here's a long-range jumper. Good, a three-pointer there by Rico Wells. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. It is now a 39-35 ball game. 39-35, Hastings with a four-point lead. Nate Olson, nice pass down low, and his shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal. Nate Olson gets the assist. Flynn has now got 8 points in the ballgame. 41-35 is the score. Now contact made and a foul called. As the Blue Jays came back in their offensive scoring zone, a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Ferguson. That's going to be his second foul on Ferguson. Team foul number three called to the Broncos here in this second half of play. It's going to be Tabor playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Way on top. They get it to Rico Wells. Rico now on the wing. Here's a shot taken over there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and the foul is going to be called. It's going to be Nate Olson picking up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be his third. Got a battle down there in the baseline with Rico Wells and picks up the personal foul instead. So 13 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Hastings is leading by 6, 41-35. Olson will come out. Here comes Jordan Hawkinson into the ball game now for Hastings. And mounting the ball will be Kyle Wallace. He lobs it in the way, and Antonio Higgins goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. An offensive goaltending call. Goaltending call, and Hastings to the bucket will count there by Antonio Higgins. So Higgins now with a couple of field goals and 4 points. It's now a 41-37 ball game. Tabor not going away here in this one. Hastings unable to put this team away after leading by 9 points in this contest. Ferguson with the ball. Moves it down in the corner to Dylan Flynn. Flynn has the ball tipped out of bounds there as he trying to return it back to Dane Bacon out here. Bacon will now play it in on the far sideline. 13 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the contest. Hastings with a 41-37 lead over Tabor College. There's a Charles Ferguson, dribbles out here in the three-point territory. They're working inside, down to Flynn, down to the baseline. His shot no good, and he is hammered there by the Blue Jays. He'll go to the free-throw line. Flynn goes to the stripe here. He was fouled in the play by Dylan Clark Knable for Tabor. That's going to be his first. That's the sixth team foul already in Tabor here in the ballgame. Going to the free-throw line for Hastings will be Flynn. He has got 8 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. The shot is around the rim. Falls off. No good. He's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Here's Philip Jimenez into the ball game now for Tabor. And going out will be Lawson Kingsley. So Philip Jimenez into the ball game now for Tabor. And Dylan Flynn back to the free throw line. His shot is up and in. End of the ball game, Joe Penn for Tabor. Going out will be, let's see, going out is going to be Kyle Wallace. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Zach Lena. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 42-37 is the score. It's a 5-point lead for Hastings College as Tabor works with the basketball in their offensive end. The Broncos stay with their man-to-man defense. Here's a pass down on the baseline, deflected out of bounds there. Deflected out of bounds by Dane Bacon of Hastings. So it'll be Tabor playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They come way out on top now. That's going to be Rico Wells for three over Lohman. The shot is going to be no good. Tabor grabs the rebound, going back up for the shot. It's up there. It's no good, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called, and Zach Lena of Hastings, that's going to be his third. And going to the free throw line will be Dylan Clark Knable for Tabor College. He is 15 out of 15 on free throws so far this year, averaging 11 points and 7.5 rebounds per game. His shot is up there. He misses that one badly. He'll have one more. That's his first miss of the season. That one was nowhere close. Second one is up there. It's up and in. So it's now a 42-38 ball game. 42-38. Hastings with a four-point lead, trying to hang on here tonight. Down to 12.5 minutes to play, or 12:50 to play. There's a Jordan Hawkinson with the ball on the right side. Circles around, takes it down the lane. Now to Charles Ferguson. He drives inside, rushes off of a man, throws up a little 15-footer. It's going to be no good, and a foul is called. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Zach Lena. Zach Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. He's going to have to come back out of the ball game. And coming back in is going to be Jake Marvin. So Zach Lena, who got the start here tonight, is going to come back out. He's got four personal fouls now. 42-38. Hastings with a four-point lead. Joe Penn has got the ball now to Knable into the forecourt for Tabor. They can pull closer right here. Knable driving inside. He puts up a shot over Marvin. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Hastings tries to save it. They do. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Brady Lohman flips the ball off of the leg of Rico Wells. One official gives it to Hastings. The other one, I think, signaled the other way. Let's see. We're going to have a little conference down here now with 12 minutes and 24 seconds to play. And the ball game is 42-38. Hastings with a four-point lead. And now they're discussing things with the head man for Tabor down there, DeMarco Ratzloff. They're going to give the ball to Hastings. They will give the ball to Hastings, and the coaching staff for Tabor is still not convinced that that's the proper call. But nevertheless, Hastings has got the ball in a four-point lead. Now here's a steal. It is stolen away there by Tabor, driving for the basket, shooting and scoring. Philip Gemina is scoring there. He gets the steal and the field goal. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. Tabor is back within 2 points. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Hawkinson, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Tabor. The Blue Jays can pull ahead here with a field goal. Joe Penn down to Rico Wells. His shot, no good. High in the air for the rebound is Marvin of Hastings. 42-40. Hastings with a two-point lead here in this one. Running back the other way, and a foul is going to be called. Charles Ferguson goes up for the shot. He gets hammered on the play. So a foul is going to go here on Tabor. It's going to go on Philip Jimenez. That's going to be his first personal foul. It's team foul number 7 already on the Tabor. So Hastings has already worked themselves into the bonus here in the second half of play. Charles Ferguson to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot is good. Charles Ferguson gets a free throw to go down. And in the ball game now is Tobin Reinwald for Hastings. Coming out is going to be Dane Bacon. Hastings had a 9-point lead in the first half of this one. It's now 3 at 43-40. Next shot is up there. It's good by Ferguson, so he hits a pair. Hastings has had as much as a 7-point lead here in the second half of play. It's now a 44-40 ball game. Hastings leading Tabor College. Is a shot off of the baseline. It's going to be good, but it won't count. A foul is going to go before the shot. It's going to go on Reinwald. That's going to be his first. And now Tabor is also in the bonus situation. It's been a foul fest since halftime. 17 fouls apiece, and now Joe Penn goes to the free throw line for Tabor. He has got 9 points in the ball game, 2 out of 3 from the stripe. But Joe Penn, a 76% foul shooter, puts it up there, and a shot good. He'll get one more. It's now 44-41. Hastings College with a 3-point lead here in this one. Tabor is 3-4 in the season. Hastings sitting at 3-5. Broncos trying to right the ship before conference play gets a restarted next week. Next shot is up there. It is good by Penn. Now it's 44-42. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Broncos on the ball. There's a Tobin Reinwald. Now to Ferguson. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out between the rings. Lohman has got it. Tries to drive it. Bounce pass down on the baseline as they get it down to a Hawkinson. Hawkinson on the dribble. Moves to his right. Comes out now to Brady Lohman. A Tobin Reinwald. Right sideline. Charles Ferguson. Takes it to the free throw line. The ball's tipped away. Picked up by Jimenez. Gets the ball ahead. Driving for the hole. Shooting and scoring is going to be Antonio Higgins. Higgins scoring there. That's his third field goal of the ball game. And Tabor has come back to tie things up at 44 points apiece with 11 minutes to play here in the ball game. Here's Tobin Reinwald. He drives it against Penn, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Nice move to the basket by Tobin Reinwald. If Hastings, he's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings reclaims the lead now 46-44 as Tabor works within their offensive end. Here's Antonio Higgins. He goes for the basket and shot no good, but he's fouling the play. So Antonio Higgins moves the baseline from the left corner toward the basket. He goes to the free throw line now as he is fouled in the play. Eight team fouls now on Hastings. That last personal goes on Marvin. That's his third. So Antonio Higgins to the free throw line here for Tabor. He's got three field goals and 6 points so far tonight. He's zipped for four on the season from the free throw line, and now he is one for five as that one dances around the rim and goes down through the hole. His first free throw he's made this year. He gets the roll. Dylan Flynn back into the ball game for Hastings. Jake Marvin comes out. 46-45 is the score. Hastings with a one-point lead over Tabor College. Team from the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Association. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. And now we're tied up at 46 points apiece. We're tied at 46. Hastings with the ball. Tobin Reinwald. Ferguson. Now to Brady Woolman. He drives left side of the lane. Spins. Can't put up a shot. Woolman gets rid of it now. That's going to be a Dylan Flynn. Now to a Brady Woolman. Woolman sends it over on the left side to a Nate Olson who's back into the ball game. Nate, one and done as he comes over to Ferguson. Down in the corner to Woolman. Moves to his left. Fires up a 15-footer and scores it. Brady Woolman scores for Hastings. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings 48 and Tabor 46. Here's a Joe Penn with the ball. Down for Tabor. They bring it to the near sideline. That's Rico Wells. Back on top. That's Philip Jimenez. Over on the wing on the right side to a Knable. Hastings College still in a man-to-man defense. Joe Penn spins away from Olson. Sends it down on the baseline. A shot taken there. It's no good. Rebounded by Tabor. They keep the ball alive here. There's a long-range jumper by Jimenez. It's up and in a three-pointer. Philip Jimenez scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. And Tabor has come back to tie things up now at 48 points apiece. Here's Nate Olson with a basketball for Hastings. Dribbles into the lane, sends it down in the corner. And Tobin was out of bounds. He receives the pass deep in the corner on the left side, and he was out of bounds. So Hastings turns it away for the 12th time. And now the Tabor Blue Jays have a chance to pull ahead right here. Or they're ahead right now at 49-48. 49-48. As they correct the score on the scoreboard, 49-48. Tabor has got a one-point lead in the basketball. There's a Jimenez, dribble penetration down in the corner to Rico Wells. His shot is an air ball from the corner. Rebound comes down to Flynn. If he sings, gets it ahead to Reinwald. He drives into the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Tobin Reinwald scores, and Hastings reclaims the lead. Now it's 50-49. 50-49. Broncos have a one-point lead, and now Tabor wants to call a timeout. So Tabor had a brief lead there at 49-48 after the three-pointer in the left corner by Philip Jimenez. Hastings comes right back and gets the bucket there from Tobin Reinwald to go back out on top 50-49. We've got 8 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score of Hastings 50, Tabor 49.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boer's Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boer's Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boer's Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46FLOOR, 463-5667.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings and McPherson College, the 11th ranked squad from McPherson in here tomorrow. Game time will be at 4 o'clock as part of the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic. We'll have the pregame show with head coach Lance Creech at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon. You can come out early and catch a Doan up against the Tabor College tomorrow afternoon at 2. So two more games on tap tomorrow. Hastings trying to lock this one up here tonight. They've got a one-point lead. Now they have a one-point deficit as Joe Penn circles around and scores it for Tabor College on a reverse layup out of the timeout there. So Joe Penn now with 13 points in the ball game, and Tabor has now got a 51-50 lead over Hastings College. Broncos led by 9 in the first half. Here's Brady Lohman, takes it into the paint. A pass over on the left side. That's Dane Bacon. He dribbles inside, puts up a little 10-footer. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to a Tabor. The Blue Jays run her back the other way as they work it inside to Chapeau, and he loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. They're going to give it to Tabor. The save was knocked out of his hands there by Flynn of Hastings. Reinwald checks out. Coming back in is going to be Charles Ferguson. 8 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the ballgame. The Blue Jays have a one-point lead over Hastings. It is 51-50 in men's college basketball action here tonight. Tabor will play things in way outside down to Lawson Kingsley, who's back into the ballgame. Kingsley comes over here to Joe Penn, to Chapeau as they work it around the three-point arc. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Chapeau gets it back, drives it down the left side of the lane, backs up against Flynn, puts it up there and scores. Ryan Chapeau scores there for Tabor. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. Now Tabor leading by 3 points, their biggest lead of the ballgame at 53-50. Now we got a foul called back the other way. Personal foul is going to be called on Chapeau. That's going to be his fourth. That's team foul number 8 on the Blue Jays. End of the ball game now will be Dylan Clark Knable for Tabor, and going out will be Chapeau. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brady Lohman. Lohman has got 10 points in the ball game, 4 field goals. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot is good. He'll get one more. 53-51. Here comes Brent Wells into the ball game now for Hastings. Wells comes in. Going out will be Dylan Flynn. 7:57 to play in the ball game. 53-51. Tabor. Next shot is up there. It is good. Brady Lohman. Lohman right at his season average. He's got 12 points in the ball game. 53-52. Tabor has got a one-point lead. They've come back from a 9-point first-half deficit. Joe Penn has got the ball. Joe Penn down in the corner. Hastings saves with a man-to-man. That's Kyle Wallace. Dribble penetration. Now they throw it down in the opposite right corner. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Penn. Rebound comes down to a Tabor as they get an offensive board there. Back outside. Here's Kingsley's three-pointer up and in. Austin Kingsley throws up his third three-pointer. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Here's Bacon shot up and in, and he's fouled. Dane Bacon gets the field goal down here on the baseline, and he is fouled in a play. The basket's going to count by Bacon, and he'll go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. So going to the free throw line would be Bacon. His shot is up there and in, so a three-point play. Now 56-55, Hastings with a one-point deficit here as we approach the seven-minute mark. Antonio Higgins nearly lost the ball into the backcourt. Now to Joe Penn. Penn lobs it inside, grabbing the ball, shooting, and a block shot there. A block shot by Hastings. That was Ferguson got it high into the air to block that one away. And Hastings gets the ball back. Ferguson back the other way. This is going to be Brady Woolman on the near sideline. Hastings down by 1 point, 56-55. 6:50 to play. Ferguson circles around, jump pass down on the baseline. As they get it to Olsen, he's surrounded. Down to Ferguson. Gets away, dribbles inside, can't get rid of it. Now to a Dane Bacon at the elbow. To Fergie outside the arc. Dribbles inside the three-point circle now. Goes to Olsen. His shot's up there. It's no good. And he's fouling the play as he is hammered there by Tabor. It's been a foul fest here in the second half. Antonio Higgins picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Nate Olsen of Hastings. He has not scored so far tonight. Olsen has not shot a free throw this season. 56-55. Hastings trailing by 1 point. Here is 6:35 to play in this contest. Shot is up there. The shot is good. Nate Olsen gets the field or the free throw to go down there for Hastings, a 6-foot senior out of Norfolk. Olsen will have one more. We are now tied at 56 points apiece. Tabor was led by as many as 3 in the ball game. Hastings had a 9-point lead. Second shot is up there. It is no good, and the rebound comes down to Tabor. So we're tied up again at 56 points apiece. 6.5 minutes to play, and again a collision inside, and a foul is going to be called here as Joe Penn runs into Nate Olsen as Nate goes down. Bacon is going to pick up the personal foul as he was in there as well. A second foul on Dean. So 10 fouls on the Blue Jays, 9 on the Broncos here in the second half. And going to the free throw line will be Joe Penn for Tabor College. He's 4 out of 5 from the stripe tonight. He's got 13 points in the ballgame. 56-56. We're tying up here. Men's college basketball action. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. Penn will get one more. He averages 12 points per ball game. Couple of rebounds for the Blue Jays, leading the way for Tabor here tonight. Next shot is up there. It is good. And Tabor has now got a two-point lead over Hastings, 58-56. Here's Nate Olson with the ball. Nate down to Brady Woolman, brings it back to Nate. Free throw line extended left side. Olson looks to get rid of it, does so. Out here to Bacon. Tabor is still in a man-to-man defense. Right sideline is Brady Woolman. Trying to get away from Penn. Spins at the elbow. Drives inside. Puts up a shot. It's going to be too strong. Ball is tapped out here and is picked up by Tabor. Tabor running the back the other way. Here's a shot by Penn for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound picked up on the hop here by Hastings. Running back the other direction. Dane Bacon has got it. Bacon down to Brady Woolman. Brings it back to Bacon. They swing it right side. With the basketball is Charles Ferguson. Back out between the circles again to Brady Woolman. 5:45 to play. Hastings down by 2 points, 58-56. Here's Bacon in the lane. His shot is up and in. Bacon bounces off of a would-be defender there and gets the field goal to go down through the hole. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, and Lance wants to call a timeout. Lance wants to call a timeout or tying up here. 5 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the second half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 58, Tabor 58.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
So again, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, it'll be Tabor playing Doan College. Then at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, undefeated and 11th-ranked McPherson College out of Kansas will play Hastings College. We'll have the Broncos game for you tomorrow afternoon, beginning with the pregame show at 3:45 here from the Osborne Sports Complex. McPherson knocking off Doan in the first ball game tonight by 10. Final score of 68-58. So we are tying up at 58 points apiece here in this second ball game. Broncos had a 9-point lead in the first half at 26-17. The Blue Jays have led by as many as 3 points here in half number two, but right now we're tying up at 58 points apiece. Following the timeout from it, Hastings head coach Lance Creech. Here's a 3-pointer put up there by Kingsley. Right down through the hole. Lawson Kingsley throws up his fourth three-pointer of the ball game. He's now got 12 points, and just like that, Tabor goes out on top, 61-58. Here's Olson, spins at the elbow, can't put up a shot, comes back outside to ring a three-pointer put up there by Ferguson, no good. Offensive rebound, Bacon, and he's hit on the play, and a foul is called. Bacon grabs the rebound in the lane there for Hastings, and he is hit on the play. A foul is going to go on Lawson Kingsley for the Blue Jays. That's going to be his fourth. And now Tabor is way over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Going to the free throw line will be Bacon of Hastings. He has got 10 points in the ballgame. 1 of 1 from the stripe. His shot is up there. It's good. Bacon, a 68% foul shooter, coming into the ballgame tonight. So Dane Bacon will have one more here for Hastings College, a 6'2" junior out of Kearney. The former Bearcat puts it up there and hits it. Bacon now with 12 points in the ballgame. And now the Tabor Blue Jays have a 1-point lead over Hastings. It is 61-60. As the Tabor works to the wall, back in their offensive end, they feed it inside to Antonio Higgins. Dribbles into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good from right in front of the hole. And the rebound comes down to Brent Wells of Hastings. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Bacon. Drives from the hole. Basketball stripped away. No foul called. And now the rebound is loose again. It's picked up by Bacon for Hastings. He gets the ball down to Ferguson. Ferguson to Lohman, back down in the corner to Bacon. Shot for three is up there, no good. Tap try, good. Brent Wells credited with a tap there. Following that, the Tabor turnover. And now it's a 62-61 ball game. Driving for the hole. Now we got a foul called. Kyle Wallace driving for the hole there for a Tabor, and a foul is going to be called here on Nate Olson. That's going to be his fourth. Olson now with four personal fouls, going to the free throw line for Tabor is going to be Kyle Wallace. Wallace with a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ballgame, 62-61. Hastings back out on top, and here's a shot from the free throw line. Good. Just the backward spin there down through the hole as Wallace gets his first free throw in there. Here comes Ryan Chapeau into the ballgame now. For Tabor College, going out is going to be Antonio Higgins. Here comes the next shot by Wallace. It's in the air. It's good. Straight to the hole. So Wallace hits a couple of free throws, and that gives Tabor a one-point lead. Blue Jays 63, Broncos 62 with 4:10 to play here in the ballgame. Charles Ferguson looked to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes back outside to ring to Bacon. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good. Ball chased down in the corner there by Flynn. He saves it. He gets it into the hands of Nate Olson, takes it to the left side of the lane. Olson is at trap, gets it away now, top of the key. Ferguson drives it down the lane. A one-hander is put up there. It's no good. Partially deflected and no foul called. So Tabor has got the ball. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's jacked up from long range there. It is no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings College as the Woolman gets it. Now to Olson, the Woolman back to the left side again, the Bacon, now to Ferguson. Ferguson comes across the top to Brady Woolman. He looks to drive it, can't do it, hands it away. Nate Olson at the free throw line. Now to Ferguson. Ferguson comes out into three-point territory, down to 14 on the shot clock. He sings down by a point here, 63-62, 3:16 to play. Broncos resetting their offense with 7 seconds. Here's a Woolman. He takes it down the lane to the basket. He goes, a shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Tabor. So the Blue Jays have the basketball here with 3 minutes to play in the ballgame, 63-62. Tabor leading by one. Kyle Wallace with the ball. Matched up there with the Bacon as he drives for the hole. His shot is going to be no good. The ball is loose. That's going to be picked up here by Hastings. Broncos pick it up in the lane as the Bacon comes down with it for Hastings College. Down to Brady Woolman. Hastings still down by one. Woolman drives it to the basket. A shot up there and in. They had a screen set up out there right at the top of the key. Brady Woolman uses that one and takes it right to the hole. The Broncos have a one-point lead. 64-63 with 2.5 minutes to play. Now Tabor wants to call a timeout. Tabor calls a timeout. 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 64, Tabor 63.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization. Like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up after the ball game here tonight, we'll name our player of the game. We'll get to the coaches' post-game show with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. Back here tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock starting time for McPherson and Hastings. 3:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHAS as the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic continues. Hastings with a one-point lead over the Tabor College Blue Jays here in this one, 64-63. As the score, Tabor has got the ball. Here is a three-pointer put up there by Wallace. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Lena gets the rebound there for the Broncos. He gives it away now to Nate Olson. As we approach 2:10, left on the clock here in the ball game, Hastings with a one-point lead. They could really stand a big field goal right here. Nate Olson out here in three-point territory. Comes over here to Dane Bacon, just to the right of the circle. Now Woolman, he's knocked down, and a foul is going to be called here on Penn. Joe Penn picks up his third personal foul here. And going to the free throw line is going to be Woolman. For Hastings, he has got 14 points in the ball game. So a woman, an 88% foul shooter in the season. 4 for 4 already tonight on free throws. Well, trying to give Hastings some breathing room down the stretch here. Shot is up there. It's good. Again, it's Tabor over the 10-foul limit. Here comes Hawkinson into the ballgame now for Nate Olson. 65-63, Hastings with a 2-point lead. Brady Woolman will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. Straight through the hole. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Now it's 66. The 63, the Broncos are flat getting the job done from the free throw line here tonight. Bounce pass goes inside, and a foul is going to be called. They had the Chapeau inside that received the ball there, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Marvin leaning in there. Marvin picks up his fourth personal foul. Now Ryan Chapeau goes to the free throw line for Tabor. He is 2 for 4 from the stripe tonight. He's got 4 points in the ball game, 84% of the season. Shot is up there, and the shot good. Again, Tabor, as a team in the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Association, is number one in the conference in free throw shooting at 76%. Next one is up there. It is good. And that's a one-point lead now for Hastings. It's 66-65. Broncos on the ball. Nate Olson back in there for Hastings. Hawkinson comes to the bench. Nate's got the ball. Comes to the wing on the right side to Dane Bacon. Man-to-man defense here for Tabor. That's a Brady Lohman. Takes it to the left side of the floor on the far sideline. To Zach Lena. Brings it back to Lohman. Free throw line extended. Bounce pass goes inside. Spinning. Putting up a shot as Marvin. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. A jump ball is going to be called. Arrow playing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos maintain control. So Hastings, looked like Hawkinson wanted to check in. He comes back to the bench. So Hastings is going to play things in here with a minute and 24 seconds to play in a one-point lead. Lob pass into the lane. They get it to Marvin. His shot is up and in. Jake Marvin off of the lob. From underneath the basket, he gets the field goal. Hastings down with a three-point lead. 68-65 was the score. We're down to a minute and 13 seconds to play. Penn for three. Shot is up there too strong. Rebound, Marvin. Marvin gets a big basket, and he also gets the big rebound right there on the defensive end. Now Hastings with a minute to play. He's got a three-point lead. 68-65. About 25 seconds left in the shot clock here. Brady Lohman goes on the high post. That's going to be Zach Lena with the ball. Lena looking. Gets it to Marvin now. Back out here in the three-point territory near the 10-second line. Woolman has got it pinned right at his grill defensively. Down to 10 seconds on the shot clock. Hastings with a three-point lead, 68-65. Here's a Marvin. He tries to take it down the lane. Spins one way, then the other. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Tabor, and a foul is going to be called here. Jake Marvin is going to be hit with a personal foul in backcourt. That's going to be, I believe, number 5 on Jake, as he's out of the ball game now with 33 seconds to play. Marvin fouls out of the ball game with 10 points in the contest. So Jake Marvin is going to foul out here with 33 seconds to go. Marvin's been a big player for the Broncos here down the stretch. So Jake Marvin is fouled out of the ball game now. It's going to be Chapeau going to the free throw line. Chapeau going to the free throw line for Tabor, coming to the ball game for Hastings. It's going to be Ferguson. So Charles Ferguson comes into the ball game now for Marvin. For the final 33.4 seconds, Ryan Chapeau to the stripe. He's 4 out of 6 there so far tonight. His shot is up there. The shot is good. He'll get one more. The Broncos also over the 10 foul limit here in the second half. Chapeau has now got 7 points in the ball game. 5 out of 7 on free throws. Next one is up there. It's good, and it's a one-point ball game, and now Tabor wants to call a timeout. So Tabor has kept the lead to 68-67. With 33.4 seconds to play here in this one. We've got a break. Hastings 68, Tabor 67. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings had the lead 28-23. Tabor has battled back. They've had the lead numerous times here in the second half. And right now it's Hastings with a one-point margin. It is 68-67. On the timeout, we're going to see Drew Danielson coming into the ball game for Hastings, a 6'2" sophomore out of York. In fact, first time we've seen Drew. So Danielson going to check in there for the Broncos now with a one-point lead, 68-67. Olson comes back out. Dane Bacon, also Charles Ferguson and Brady Lohman, the 5 for head coach Lance Creech. Hastings trying to hang on here tonight. 33.4 seconds to play. 68-67. Woolman looking to inbound. And now a five-second violation is called on Woolman. Unable to get the ball inbounded down here, so the Broncos will give her away, and Tabor will have to play things in. So great job there by the Blue Jays on defense. And now Lance wants to call another timeout here. Lance calls a timeout with 33.4 seconds to play. No, it's going to be a Tabor timeout. Tabor calls a timeout with 33.4 seconds to play. The Blue Jays will have the ball. We'll take a break. It's Hastings 68, Tabor 67.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College women's basketball team. They will be in action tomorrow night. They'll play at 17th ranked Sterling. Tomorrow, beginning at 6 o'clock, the Bronco women still undefeated in the season. Hastings College men will be in action tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex against undefeated and 11th-ranked McPherson College out of Kansas.
The new Bose Bluetooth headset. Hear calls with ease throughout your day.
68-67 is the score here. Hastings is leading by 1 point. Broncos turned the ball away on that last possession as they couldn't get the ball inbounded, and now it'll be Tabor College playing things in.
Baseline right side. You can bundle your home and auto policies and save.
Underneath their own basket as they come way out on top into the backcourt is grabbed there by Joe Penn. Penn will bring it back in the offensive scoring zone here for the Tabor College Blue Jays. We're down to 25 seconds to play. In fact, they can go for the final shot here. Maybe trying to win this, baby. Lawson Kingsley has got the ball. Now to Joe Penn. 20 seconds to play. 17 on the shot clock. Penn has got the ball out here in 3 points here. It's already picked up by Brady Woolman. Penn trying to drive it. Now we've got a timeout called here at Tabor. With 10.9 seconds to play, we'll call the timeout. They're trying to set up a potential game-winning shot right here. 10.9 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. Hastings 68 and Tabor 67.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so we've come down to this. 10.9 seconds to play. Tabor is a team that we just could not put away here tonight. Hastings had everything going their way in the first half, led by 9 points, and seemingly had the ball game under control. Tabor chipped away, finally grabbed the lead here in the second half. The Blue Jays have not gone away, and now Tabor has a chance to steal one here at the end with 10.9 seconds to play. Tabor will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. So Tabor will play things in underneath their own basket, and now Lance wants to call another timeout. Lance calls another timeout here with 10.9 seconds to play. He let Tabor come out to show what they're going to set up in, and Lance calls a timeout. He'll try to set something up defensively. We'll take another break. Hastings 68, Tabor 67.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Kyle Wallace is going to inbound the ball. They got Ryan Chapeau right there in the lane in front of the basket. Wallace looking to inbound. He comes way out on top with the ball. There is going to be Knable. He drives the ball toward the basket. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's good. And a traveling violation. They got the field goal to go down as a Knable got the bucket, but he's called for a traveling violation with 5.8 seconds to play. Knable got the field goal to go down as he drove the ball down the right side of the lane. He bounced one off of the backboard right through the hole, but they're calling for a traveling violation before the shot. So now Hastings will have to inbound with 5.8 seconds to play and a one-point lead, 68-67. Nate Olson looking at the inbound, does so. Brady Lohman has got it down the near sideline, and a foul is going to be called on Joe Penn. So Tabor College got the field goal to go down there with 5.8 seconds to play, but a traveling violation is called on the Knable, and now Hastings gets her inbounded, and now Lohman goes to the free throw line here, trying to seal her way with 4.0 seconds to play. 4 seconds to play as Brady Lohman to the free throw line. He's 6 out of 6 from the line tonight. Make it 7 out of 7 as that one straight through the hole. The Broncos now have a 2-point lead at 69-67. Lohman will get one more. Two-shot situation. Tabor could still get the ball here and get a three-pointer put up there. Lohman's next shot is up there. It's good. And now Hastings has got a 70-67 lead, and we got a timeout here from Hastings head coach Lance Creech. 4 seconds to play. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 70, Tabor 67.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Tabor had put a shot in. They were called for traveling on the play. They had to commit the personal foul coming back the other way. Brady Lohman went to the free throw line to hit a couple of free throws. Hastings has now got a 70-67 lead over Tabor. We got 4 seconds to play. The Blue Jays will inbound the ball here in backcourt. They'll need a three-pointer here to force this game into overtime here tonight. Second ball game of the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Doan losing the first ball game as they lost to McPherson College by a score of 68-58. Hastings will see McPherson tomorrow afternoon, beginning at 4 o'clock. We'll have it here on 1230 KHAS, 3:45 for the pregame show. So now the Broncos calling the timeout. They've got to survive another 4 seconds here. Tabor will inbound the ball here in backcourt, trailing by 3 points to Hastings, 70-67. They will inbound. They get it to Joe Penn down the right sideline. He's going to be fouled in the play. He's going to be fouled here by Dane Bacon as they commit to personal foul. So this will be a two-shot foul. We've got 2 seconds to play. Joe Penn came racing up the far sideline, and Bacon fouls him just as he crosses the 10-second line there. So Joe Penn will go to the free throw line here for Tabor. He is 6 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. He has got 15 points in the ball game. So it's 70-67. Hastings leading by 3. There's a shot from the line. It's up there and in by Joe Penn. Reinwald comes in now for Hastings. Also, Zach Lena coming into the ball game for Hastings. It's now a 70-68 ball game. Joe Penn will probably try to miss this one, allowing his teammate to maybe grab a rebound and put it back down through the hole. Here's a shot up there. That's the case. He misses it. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Hastings, and the Broncos are going to win it. Joe Penn misses the second free throw. His teammates could not grab the rebound. It is picked up by Hastings, and the Broncos survive here tonight as Hastings will pick up a 2-point win over Tabor College in the second game of the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. So Hastings College hangs on here tonight to beat Tabor College in men's college basketball. Final score, Hastings 70, Tabor 68. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
Every real sports fan knows when it comes to watching their favorite sports, having a bite to eat, or just a night out with friends. The Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill hits the spot. Challenge your sports IQ with Buzz Time Trivia. Follow your fantasy players or support your home team and head to the Bullseyes for the fifth quarter. Stop in every Friday or Saturday and try what put Bullseyes on the map, their famous cuts of prime rib. For lunch, dinner, or after the game, sports fans go to the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. The real sports bar. 2017 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create, sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight over Tabor College. Final score of 70-68. Hastings will improve to 4 wins, 5 losses on the season. Tabor will drop to 3-5. Be back in action again tomorrow afternoon. Tabor will play the first ball game tomorrow at 2 against the Doane College Tigers. Hastings will follow with the ball game against McPherson tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Hastings led at halftime with a score of 28-23. Tabor came back to grab the lead in the second half of play after we were tied up a couple of times at 44-46. Tabor grabbed the lead at 49-48. Seesaw battle the rest of the way. We were tied up at 56, tied up at 58. Hastings had the lead at 68-67. Tabor had a chance to fired down a game-winning shot. They did. Got one to go down, but they were called for a traveling violation as they took it down the right side of the lane. Hastings then got a couple of free throws from Brady Lohman to go out on top 70-67. Joe Penn was then fouled. He made his first one. Missed the second one on purpose. Looking for a rebound from a Tabor Blue Jay. They couldn't grab it, and Hastings gets out of here with a win tonight, 70-68 over the Blue Jays of Tabor. Hastings getting 18 points in the ball game tonight from Brady Lohman, 12 from Dane Bacon, 10 points apiece from Tobin Reinwald and Jake Marvin, 9 points for Dylan Flynn. The other scorers for Hastings, Zach Lena had 4 points in the ball game tonight. Brent Wells had 4. Charles Ferguson had 2. Nate Olson had 1. For Tabor, they were led by Joe Penn. He had 16 points in the ball game. Lawson Kingsley, he had 12 points. Ryan Chapeau, he had 8. 8 points for Antonio Higgins, 6 for Kyle Wallace, 5 for Rico Wells, 6 points also. Well, we mentioned Wallace, 6 points for Wallace, 5 for Rico Wells, 2 for Max Fries. Hastings ended up shooting in the ball game tonight, 47% from the field compared to 37% for Tabor. The Broncos were 21 out of 44. Tabor was 21 out of 59. So Hastings College picks up a win here tonight over Tabor by a score of 70-68. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
So again, Hastings College wins it here tonight by a score of 70-68 over Tabor College. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Brady Lohman leading the way for the Broncos tonight. 18 points in the ball game, a perfect 8 out of 8 from the free throw line, hitting some key free throws down the stretch. Some other scores for Hastings, 12 points in the ball game tonight for Dylan Flynn. Actually, Dane Bacon had the 12 points and then 10 points apiece in the ball game tonight for Tobin Reinwald and Jake Marvin. So four players in double figures tonight for the Broncos. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for Hastings College will be Brady Lohman as he comes through with a team-high 18 points in the ball game. Game-high honors tonight for Brady, 18 points, 5 out of 7 from the field. He was 8 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight, pulls down 2 rebounds, scores the 18 points, had 2 assists. And he played 36 minutes here tonight for head coach Lance Creech. So Brady Lohman, our player of the game tonight, 18 points in the ball game as the Broncos hang on to beat Tabor by a score of 70-68. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the coach's post-game show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
John Deere is known for some of the most reliable and fuel-efficient irrigation engines around. But the true strength lies in John Deere's extensive dealer network, including industrial irrigation in Hastings. The John Deere team keeps your irrigation schedule running like clockwork, offering energy-saving diesel engines backed by some of the best warranties in the business. Parts and service, too. Incredible dealer strength. Count on John Deere and industrial irrigation. Reliable horsepower since 1955. East J Street in Hastings. 463-1377. And industrialirrigation.com.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Yeah, Hastings College wins it here tonight over Tabor College by the score of 70-68. Hastings head coach Lance Creech got other duties here afterwards. We're going to talk with Brady Lohman, our player of the game here tonight on the coach's post-game show. Ray, thanks for stopping by. Congratulations on the win. I know a much-needed win for you guys tonight.
We made it tough there towards the end and kind of let them back in it, but win's a win right now, and we were able to pull it out in the end.
Talk about the ball game here tonight. You guys got out to a 9-point lead in the first half and just never could put this team away tonight.
Yeah, we've had a couple problems with that this year. We've had two or three teams down about 8, 9, 10 points, and we always just let them back in it. We can never get a couple more stops, a couple more buckets, and extend that to 13 or 14. So that's something we'll have to work on and get better at, hopefully.
The other night against the Midland, you were right into the ball game until about the two-minute mark, and you guys kind of fell flat in the last 2 minutes. Nice to win one here at the end tonight, huh?
Yeah. If anyone's been following us, we got about almost all of our losses come. We kind of have a little stretch where we just kind of go brain dead and let them get away from us. So it was good to kind of get on a team tonight and get a win.
Is that just growing pains with a young basketball team? Is that something that we should be able to improve on as the season goes on?
I think so, yeah. Just kind of knowing how to do it tonight. I think tonight will help a bunch, just getting the feeling of the plays we got to make to get a close win and make them free throws, get a rebound at the end, a steal here or there. So I think we'll definitely get better at that throughout the year.
Talk about your ball club here. I know Lance has been talking about it a couple of times. Turnovers have been a problem for you guys all season long. Rebounding has been a problem for it. The offense looks good. We're one of the best conference teams right now offensively and defensively. We just have not been able to put everything together so far.
Yeah. As you said, turnovers and mainly offense, us giving up offensive rebounds has been our big issues. And as of late, we've been cutting down some. Our numbers are still a little high. We haven't met our goals yet, but we're working on it, and hopefully we can get those numbers down to where we want them.
Talk about you guys you're playing with out there, Tobin Reinwald, yourself, and Dane Bacon, a pretty good trio right there.
Yeah, we like to say, as far as both offense and defense, good guard play. We got to help be able to help our posts out, and they feed off of us. And if we're having off games, we try to feed off of our posts.
We saw a little bit of Zach Lynn. He got to start tonight. So the low post players is something, again, that Lance talked about to maybe need some improvement down the stretch.
Yeah. I think our posts are getting better. We just got our guards having more trust in them, get them the ball. I think as they have all year, they've shown that they're capable of making plays on offense and defensive end.
Yeah, we're talking with Brady Lohman here tonight for Hastings. He came up with 18 points in the ball game, so he got out to a 28-23 halftime lead tonight. And then Tabor kind of came back in the second half and eventually took the lead. You were tied a couple of times going down the stretch. And then talk about the last couple of seconds of the ball game. You guys had a tough time inbounding the ball. I think at one point gave it right back to Tabor, and they had a chance to maybe steal one here tonight.
Yeah, throughout the year we've kind of had 2-3 minute lulls where we won't score or we can't get a stop, and that's kind of what happened there in the second half. We let them back in it, but we kept fighting. Then there at the end, that's just making a couple tough plays to win the game, and I think that's good for us as a young team to feel how that is and know the plays that we have to make to get a win.
So are you happy with the defensive effort here tonight? I know Lance has been talking about that too.
Yeah, I guess I haven't really seen the numbers as far as what we gave up for rebounds or anything, but I felt like we did a good job. Like I said, we've had a couple of lulls here and there, a couple in the first half maybe. We just need to kind of trim those down, make them maybe only a possession instead of 3 or 4 or 5.
You guys held Tabor to 35% shooting tonight and actually out-rebounded Tabor by 14 to 39 to 25. Coach will take that, I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, we've actually, pretty much every game this year, we've had held the other team to a pretty low field goal percentage, but they get all their points off we're giving up 14, 15 offensive rebounds, and that's where they're getting easy layups. So winning the rebounding battle, I'm sure Coach is really happy with that.
You give up 9 offensive boards tonight compared to 7 for Hastings. So the Broncos win the rebounding war here tonight. They win the war on the scoreboard, too. It's 70-68. Now you go back-to-back during this Thanksgiving holiday classic. You got a tough opponent coming up tomorrow, a team that has not lost so far this year. And McPherson, you had a chance to see him earlier. What's your first impressions?
Yeah, they're a good team. We went down there and lost by 5. We had a chance to win the game, but just couldn't make the winning plays. So we know we can definitely play with them, and we just got to come out and play our game tomorrow.
Look like an athletic bunch we saw earlier tonight.
Yeah, we know, but I think we've got enough athletes to contend with them. We just got to keep them in front of us on defense and attack them on offense.
Okay, good job tonight, my man. Brady Lohman again is our guest here on the post-game show. We're going to check in with some more as we continue here from the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll be back right after this.
The 133rd Mohawk Anniversary Celebration was a big success at Boers Floors. With Thanksgiving coming up, and as a way to say thank you, Boers Floors is continuing the anniversary sale prices this month. Get great prices and savings on Mohawk carpet, including Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection, and on wood, laminate, and tile hard surfaces. Anniversary sale prices continue. Ask for details at Boers Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings. Call 46-FLOOR-463-5667.
Again, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Hastings winning by the score of 70-68. We'll have a chance to talk with assistant coach Jeremiah Slough here in the post game. Coach, your assessment on what you see out there tonight?
You know, it was better. We had a rough game there versus Midland, and it was kind of just a more about Hastings tonight and a little bit less about Tabor than what we normally do in our scouts. And just told the guys, you know, if we can start shoring up some of the things that we're doing to hurt ourselves and stop worrying a little bit more about what they can do to hurt us, we might find ourselves a little bit more successful. And I thought tonight we shook it up a little bit with our starting lineup and just trying to find a way to spark these guys. And in some spurts we did, and in some spurts we still gave up some of the things that have been hurting us the entire season. So, you know, there were some ups and there were some downs, but anytime you could find a chance to win a game like this at home, you know, with a young team and having to get a stop there with 20 seconds left and find a way to win that game, I think is really big, and hopefully we can continue to build on this.
With you guys clinging to a one-point lead late in the ball game, you guys called a couple of timeouts. Actually, they did get a shot to go down, but they were called for traveling. Talk about what you guys were talking about at that point in time.
You know, there's just a lot of things that we're talking about. When we got the 5-second call and they had the ball there, down one, just trying to talk about what can we do to put our best defensive lineup on the floor and what can we do with their ball screens. Just a lot of things that we want to talk about, so there's just no miscommunication. With the young team that we have, we got to make sure that we tell them exactly what we want so we don't have a miscommunication on the stretch. And then up 3 with about 4 seconds left there, we call that timeout and try to set up a what we call a red, and that's just our foul call there at the end of the game. And coaches always argue whether or not you're going to foul up three or not foul up three. And so it worked out for us tonight in the fouling. So
Hastings wins about a score of 70-68 over Tabor. You get your fourth win of the season. Brady Lohman, the guy we just talked to, big ball game again tonight with 18 points.
Brady's starting to rise as the leader of our squad. And I think just doing things like coming up and talking to the radio and just kind of getting his voice out there in the media, I think it's going to come a long ways in developing his leadership for this team. And his numbers speak for themselves. He does so many great things on the court. You know, he shoots 8 for 8 from the free throw line. He's about a 90% free throw shooter. And he's just the guy we have to have the ball in his hands at the end of games. And I hope that he continues to embrace that role and finds a way to get us wins down the stretch of games.
So Hastings out-rebounding Tabor, like we mentioned. That's going to be pleasing, 39-25. Didn't shoot the ball real well tonight at 47%, but you found just enough ways to win this thing tonight.
Yeah, just enough ways. We still turned the dang thing over 16 times, but, you know, then we out-rebound them by 14. So we get a few of those possessions back just by not giving up the 14-15 offensive rebounds that Brady talked about. Another glaring statistic that we've been trying to cut down on this entire year is they shoot 59 times, we shoot 44. So they're getting 15 more attempts at the basket in the course of the game. And that's tough to contend with there when you're trying to stretch leads from 8 to 10. And I think that if we can continue to get that number closer to even, we're going to get some more comfortable wins here.
McPherson tomorrow afternoon. Again, that's a team that you lost to earlier this season down in Kansas. We saw them earlier tonight. Your impressions on McPherson?
They're a very good team. They're extremely athletic, and they do something that a lot of athletic teams at our level can't do, and they really can shoot the basketball. And so you got to prepare for both. You got to prepare for their athletes to put their heads down and get to the basket, and then you also got to prepare for a couple of those kids to step out and shoot. And they got some athletic bigs that can play with their back to the basket and step out and shoot the three. So we got our work cut out for us tomorrow, but we went down there, gave them about a 15-point lead midway through the second half, and our guys were able to chip back and chip back and chip back and get the thing back to even, and then just kind of ran out of steam down the stretch. So hopefully getting them back here at our home place, we can find a way to get a W tomorrow.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Jeremiah Slough, assistant coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning tonight by a score of 70-68 over Tabor College. Brady Lohman leading the way tonight for the Broncos. He had 18 points in the basketball game for Hastings. Dane Bacon had 12. Jake Marvin had 10. Tobin Reinwald had 10 points. Hastings now 4-5 on the season, 0-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. McPherson College coming up tomorrow afternoon. Gets underway at 4 o'clock here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 3:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. First game tomorrow at 2 will pit Tabor up against the Doan College Tigers. So that'll wrap things up from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. For John Debrin, my producer and engineer, back to the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.